KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the Angie app, SunTouch Floor Warming Systems, and Kohler Power. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. So if you got something on your to-do list, why don't you give us a call at 888 Money Pit or post your questions to moneypit.com and we will help you do just that. If you're stuck in the middle of a project or you don't know how to get started or whether you can do it yourself or whether you should hire a pro, hey, reach out to us and we will help you get started on the right foot so you get it done once, you get it done right, and you can get back to enjoying that space. Coming up on today's show, it's getting colder outside, so it's soon going to be time to wrap up your gardening for the year. But if you had a greenhouse, well, you could extend that gardening well into the fall and start back up earlier next spring. So we're going to share some options that can hook you up with a four-season crop of veggies just ahead.
And one of the biggest happy surprises in home improvement is pulling up a carpet to reveal beautiful hardwood floors. Well, floors under all that carpeting are usually in pretty good shape and just need to be refinished, so we're going to share some tips to help you do just that.
And if you're planning a home improvement project, you know you have to budget for materials and the cost of a contractor to get it done. But did you also know you need to budget for the hidden cost of home improvements as well? We're going to share some of those sneaky and expensive surprises and tell you how to avoid them.
But first, what are you guys working on? What are you tackling this late, well, early fall weekend? I was going to say late summer, but my goodness, we are into the fall. What are you guys working on? How are you getting ready for the winter season? What's happening at your Money Pit? Let us give you a hand.
Number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Anna in South Dakota on the line with a question about ants. What is going on?
Took down a huge, huge tree, and the contractor that took it down said, good thing you took it down because in 2 years it probably would have fell.
Okay.
Because it's all hollow, and he said it had a huge carpenter ant nest in it.
Yep.
So my house is 10 feet away. Do I need to worry about that?
No. Carpenter ants are Mother Nature's way of getting rid of dead wood. Sure, they could infest your house, but they're not necessarily going to be motivated to go there over anything else that's lying about. You'll find ant nests like that, you know, once in a while, and they'll usually just go down in the ground. They'll go off to another location, but they're not like, hey, let's go over to Anna's house because I think I heard it's tasty. No, they're not necessarily going to go in your house. I mean, that said, you know, you ought to keep your eye out for all sorts of pests, carpenter ants and termites in particular, but you're not at any increased risk of finding ants. I'll tell you, I had a surprise myself with ants a couple of weeks back. I have a bay window. It's filled with plants, and I was doing some cleaning, and I had noticed we were getting some persistent ants in this area, and I figured they were coming in from the outside, you know, being the knowledgeable home improvement expert that I am. Well, imagine my surprise when I lifted up a big clay pot that had a flowering plant in it and found that the ant infestation was in fact in the plant. So we were helping this ant infestation survive by dutifully watering our plant. And once I got the plant outside, those ants had to find a new place to live. We haven't seen a single one since. So, you know, they're not necessarily looking to go to your house. I think that you're going to be fine.
Okay. That was my only concern. The house is, you know, was built in 1908, and it's like, it's, you know.
Yep. Man, it's going to be fine for another 100 years. You don't worry about that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Good luck.
All right, heading to Minnesota. We've got Matt on the line who needs to work on a flight of stairs. What's going on?
I have a question regarding what you guys think I should do for some landscaping stairs. I'm looking for a cheap way to do it myself. It was railroad ties. And it's about 3 feet wide, and it goes up just over 30 feet to the top of my, around the side of my house up to the top. The railroad ties had rotten out. It was not properly rocked underneath. It was straight down to the dirt, and so the ants just dug on up in there and the bugs. I'm wondering what the cheapest way is that's also going to allow me to continue to shovel it in the wintertime, because, you know, in Minnesota, most of our season is shovel season, so something that's not going to be hard to shovel.
Yeah, I'll hear you on that, shovel season. We have that here, but it's much shorter than it is in Minnesota, Matt. So, okay, so first of all, big project, right? I mean, 3 feet wide, 30 foot or 30 steps up, and that's a lot of work. So there's two directions. Number one, you could use concrete masonry units, which are kind of like concrete blocks, but they have a sculpted face to them. So when you look at them dead on, you know, they look attractive. If you did it with concrete units, you basically would probably set one or two of those below grade, and then you'd have a solid concrete step, a precast step that's on top of that, and work your way up. Sort of the advantage there is that if it's done and done well, and all that soil underneath the steps is properly compacted, it's not going to move. It's going to last indefinitely, and it'll be easy to shovel. Now, the other option, which could be easier to handle, would be to build them out of wood, but not railroad ties, pressure-treated wood. And the pressure-treated ties should be rated ground contact. A lot of folks don't realize that there's a number of different levels for pressure treatment. If you find the one that's labeled ground contact, that's going to give you the most number of years in the ground. Typically, that's recommended for pressure treated that is in contact with the ground or within 6 inches. Now, if you do that, you could build them out of the pressure treated. Now, I don't know if you have a retaining wall aspect of this, or it's just sort of not a concern with any of that hill that you're climbing coming forward. But if you have a retaining wall aspect of this, the way you would build this with pressure treated is you would make sure that those beams, so to speak, will extend back into the hill, because the weight of the soil on top of it is what keeps it all together and keeps it from shifting forward. So hope that gives you a couple of ideas that you could kick around, and both of them will result in a good-looking set of steps that will last you a long time.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, it's been an amazing season of gardening around our home, and maybe yours as well. But pretty soon, it's going to be time to turn the soil over for the winter. Now, I was thinking if I had a greenhouse, that may not mean the end of fresh veggies. So I've been looking into it. There's a lot of cool kits available to build your own, and we'll share what we've learned when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Did you know you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deiche Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you can easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeicheCoatings.com.
We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and they've made it easier than ever to get all your home projects done well, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top local pro who can. So you can start crossing things off your to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. Eden Pure, innovative products for better living.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And whether you are doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow along at the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Kathy in New Hampshire is on the line with some questions about condensation. What is happening at your Money Pit?
We have a cape, 35-year-old house cape, that a lot of the homes here in New England get trapped moisture. We've had two roofs put on, but in the meantime, we have some mold. It's not toxic up in the attic that we would like to take care of ourselves and then either add more insulation but possibly have it blown in. Just wondering what your thoughts are on the blown-in insulation cost-wise compared to the old insulation on rolls.
Couple of things. First of all, your problem is not that you need more insulation. It's that you need more ventilation because attics in the winter get very damp. And when they get damp, you get a lot of condensation, and that condensation is what leads to mold growth, especially on the inside of the sheathing. The way to battle that is with ventilation. That said, a Cape Cod is probably one of the most difficult home styles to ventilate because the center section of it usually is occupied by a ceiling up that goes up to the bottom of the roof rafters. And then the sort of knee wall is open, has a very limited amount of storage space, but doesn't really give you the opportunity to put much ventilation in there because then that knee wall's got to be insulated because that basically becomes the exterior wall of the house. What I would do if it was my house is I would use spray foam insulation because spray foam insulation does not have to be ventilated. Now, I don't know how much reconstruction this is going to require you to do to open up, especially the top half of that roof section, but you can essentially spray the underside all the way across that surface. You can spray the knee walls. You'll seal it in very well because it will expand and lock in against any drafts. You'll also have an improved amount of insulation because spray foam is very... You'll also increase the insulation because spray foam is very efficient, so you need less of that to basically give you a higher R value. And don't get me wrong, blown is a great option. It's just that in a Cape Cod, it's just very hard to ventilate to keep that moisture from building up.
Well, now that it's getting colder outside, it's soon going to be time to wrap up those gardens for the season. But if you have a backyard greenhouse, you can extend that growing season significantly. Now, if you think building a greenhouse is a big deal, it really doesn't have to be. If you've got some limited space, a mini greenhouse is probably going to be your best bet. They're small, they're portable, they can fit in a narrow space. Low tunnel greenhouses, those are another type, and because of their size, they can be used when necessary, and then you can easily remove them.
Now, the other option is to go with a prefab greenhouse. It's a kind of a nice step up. We love these greenhouse kits. They've got a door, they've got shelves, they take up only about 30 or 40 square feet of space, and we've highlighted three favorites in our most recent post about backyard greenhouses on MoneyPit.com. Now, if you're lucky enough to have a larger piece of land, adding a traditional greenhouse is always fun. This is the kind of structure that's got walls and a roof made from glass or plastic or acrylic, and the glass is important because it traps the heat in the structure while protecting the inside from the elements. I've got an interesting story about this, Leslie. I was replacing a sliding glass door last month. And when I took out the door, I had the two sliding panels, which are like 3 feet by 6 feet each, right? So it was bulk trash day the following Monday. I put them out over the weekend, and knock, 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 somebody came to my door and said, hey, can I take your glass door? We're like, sure. And they explained they were building a greenhouse, and it was absolutely the perfect thing for them because they wanted to have a glass roof. So they were going to take the doors and create a roof with it. How about that?
Yeah, I love it. That's so great. And you know what's awesome is that greenhouses, they're typically fitted with tables or shelves that you can use to grow plants, do your gardening. And some greenhouse tables are actually manually heated, which is great if you live in a cooler climate. If you want some more details, check out our post, Backyard Greenhouse, on MoneyPit.com. Catherine, you've got the Money Pit. What can we help you with today?
I have lighting in the basement. And it is something we started initially and we changed our mind. And so there are outlets or holes that are intended for light fixtures and then also a ceiling fan. And we're changing how we're going to do things down there. Is there some way that we can patch it up and start all over, or do we need to have an electrician in and resurface everything and do everything all over again?
Okay, so your main concern is that you have the holes that you're not using anymore, so you want to know if you can patch those?
Yes.
Yeah, sure you can.
And then the wires are already there.
Oh, the wires are there? Well, if the wires are there, if they're live, if they're connected on the other end, if they're energized to a panel, then they have to be disconnected for sure.
Okay.
You could just put wire nuts on the end of it and cover the box. And there's different types of ceiling plates that could cover that. But frankly, if you're never going to use that wiring, I wouldn't have extra energized wiring through the ceiling. I would just disconnect it at the panel or wherever it was given power. If it's a matter of there's no wiring behind it, or you've totally disconnected it, and now you've got these big old holes, you can do it one of two ways. You can either put like a decorative plate, let's say it's around electrical box. There are electrical plates that are designed to fit over ceilings that can cover that. You can paint it white. It's not that noticeable. Or if you wanted to completely repair the ceiling as if it never happened at all, then what I would do is I would probably, if I was repairing that, I would square off the hole first. So, because it's a lot easier to patch a square hole than it is a round hole. And then what you do is you take another piece of drywall and you basically measure out a piece that's, well, let's say it's about 2 inches wider on all sides. So if it was 4 by 4 of the hole, I would cut a piece that was 8 by 8 or so. Because what you're going to do, and this is a little tricky, you're going to turn that piece of drywall upside down, and you're going to sort of score where that 4-inch piece would be in the middle. Then you're going to peel off all of the plaster that's on the drywall except for the paper on the outside edge, because that's going to actually act as the drywall tape. And then if you put spackle and you put that little piece back up there, and you may have to tack it in place with a screw or something while it's holding, while it's drying, you can spackle that and it will magically disappear. But when it's time to paint, make sure you prime it and then always use a flat paint, because otherwise all the spackle you put up there, even if you do a good job, is going to be really obvious. Okay?
Okay. Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now I've got Jonathan from Tennessee on the line, who's dealing with moisture and crawl space, I guess. What's going on?
I have a new house. It was built about 5 years ago. Underneath, evidently, there is some moisture that's causing the hardwood to bow. And I'm wondering, what is the best way to make sure that that moisture is removed?
Yeah, Jonathan, if you have a lot of humidity and moisture in that space underneath your floor, it definitely can wick up and cause that hardwood to swell. And once it swells, it's not going to go back. So you really want to hop on this and get it dealt with now before it gets any worse. So I'm going to give you some basic advice on how to do that. First of all, make sure that you have a vapor barrier across that crawl space floor. Good thick polyethylene will work for that. Secondly, outside your house, make sure your gutters are cleaned. The downspouts are moving out about 4 feet from the house, so we're not discharging any water near the foundation, and soil is sloping away. I also want you to make sure, if you have crawl space vents, that they are open. And if it's still humid in there, then you can add a dehumidifier. There are dehumidifiers that are designed for crawl spaces. We're not talking about the kinds that you have to, like, empty all the time. They're actually sort of horizontal boxes. They hang from the underside of the floor. And they work 24/7 automatically to cart moisture out of a space just like that. If you dry it up, then I think your flooring will be stabilized.
All right, let's welcome Diane to the Money Pit, who just got a new house. What's going on at your new Money Pit?
I have a new build that I want to keep up on maintenance. So I'm wondering where to find a good checklist or schedule of maintenance, things to look at different intervals to be sure everything is working correctly before things start breaking.
Well, first, congratulations on the new home purchase. It's very exciting. And even though it's new, of course, it's going to need maintenance. Now, I know on MoneyPit.com, we have a checklist for new homeowners that walks you through a lot of those basics. So that's a good source. The other thing I want to point out to you, though, that's related to this is that as a new home purchaser, you probably were given a home buyer's warranty. Now, home buyer's warranties, I have some issues and concerns with those because they sound like they're going to cover everything that ever is, was, or ever wrong with your house, but they don't. And the specifications in terms of what's considered a defect are pretty generous to the builder. That said, the reason I bring this up is because there's a time limit on coverage. Now, the workmanship-related things are generally covered for a year, and then coverage drops off significantly after that. So before that first year is up, make sure that you're very familiar with the terms of that warranty, what's covered, what's not, and that you're inspecting your home for anything that might be impacted by that. And if you do find something, it's also critical that you notify both the builder and the warranty company, because if you just notify the builder, the warranty does not take effect. So you need to notify both builder and warranty. So hope that helps, and good luck with that new home.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done right with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, have you ever removed carpeting and then found hardwood floors? I mean, that's amazing. And for some reason in the 60s and 70s and even kind of into the 80s, homes were constructed with beautiful hardwood floors, and then they were kind of quickly covered up with wall-to-wall carpeting. Most likely it was shag, and, you know, it was probably in a beautiful shade of avocado green.
You got that right. Well, the good news is that hardwood under those avocado carpets has been protected all those years, and, in fact, it's probably in pretty good shape. And if you want to get it in perfect shape, it just needs a bit of refinishing. So we're going to walk you through how to refinish your hardwood floors next.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to an North State with no more homeless pets.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
System, and it's probably the rubber connecting hoses on your washing machine. These hoses can dry out, burst, and allow thousands of gallons to rush into your home. To avoid this, be sure to turn off the water supply valves to the washer before leaving home for an extended period of time. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Hey, you got a question? Just go to moneypit.com/ask. Or click the blue microphone button. You can record your question on moneypit.com, and we will call you back the next time we produce the show.
Now we've got Dan on the line who's looking to get a metal roof and has some questions about the current one. What's going on?
I have a screen porch on the back of my house. It has a tin roof, and it gets extremely hot in the summer, so hot that it just radiates heat down. I was wondering, is there something I can put on that tin roof to deflect the heat that comes from the sun?
Yeah, of course there is. First of all, I certainly understand that that's pretty typical, but there are finishes that you can put on top of that roof. They're called radiant coatings. And basically what they do is just that. They radiate heat back off the roof, back up into the atmosphere. They reflect the UV of the sun, and that greatly reduces the temperature of that roof and hence the amount of heat that's coming through it. Now, it's not going to make it cool, but it will certainly cut it a substantial amount and perhaps make it more palatable for you. And maybe you'll get, you know, the opportunity to sit out there perhaps in the early morning or the later afternoon and evening when the sun's not so intense, instead of just avoiding that area completely. They're made by lots of manufacturers. I would recommend that you stick with a name brand. I would research it to make sure that it is able to stick to metal as opposed to asphalt, because they have those types of products as well. And then I would do it. I'd apply it and see how it goes. I think you're going to find that it works well. Make sure you also follow all the prep instructions so that it adheres properly. Some may require a primer and some may not, but just follow the instructions of the manufacturer and you'll be good to go. Well, if you are lucky enough to have beautiful hardwood floors, refinishing them on your own is a definite DIY project possibility. You know, the materials are readily available, the tools are inexpensive, or they can be easily rented, and the results are totally worth the effort.
Yeah, and there's really just four steps. So first of all, you've got to get the room ready. Now, refinishing is going to take a room out of service for some time and quite possibly for longer than you've originally planned. So you want to use this opportunity to remove, store, even toss anything that you don't need on your way to creating that blank canvas of a floor for you to work on.
And next, you got to start with a clean floor. Now, you might be thinking, why does the floor have to be clean if I'm going to sand it? Well, because if you have a lot of dirt and grime on it, it can grind into the floor. It can further stain that floor. So I like to vacuum the floors thoroughly and then run a damp mop, slightly damp, across them to make sure I'm picking up as much of the dust and dirt as I possibly can.
All right, now we're at the sanding phase. So this really is an important step. If it isn't too badly damaged, a light sanding is going to do your floor justice. But if it's damaged or you're changing the color of the wood and you've got to remove all of the old stain, then a heavier sanding's got to be done. Now, for light sanding, you can rent a floor buffer with a sanding screen, or you can use a machine called a U-sand, like the letter U, sand. However, if the floor is, you know, not in good condition, badly damaged, you're going to need a floor belt sander. And it's kind of a difficult tool to use, because if you kind of lean more heavily on one side, or, you know, push down on one side harder than the other, you can create like a divot in the floor, and that, you know, really isn't very fixable. So you want to make sure that if you do have to do that much sanding, let a pro do it, because they just know how to use the tools better.
Now, next and the last step is to apply the finish. So the way to do this is I like to start with an angled brush, like a trim brush or cut-in brush. And then I will cut in that new finish along the walls, along the baseboard. And then, once that's done, I will use a lamb's wool applicator. Now, this looks like a sponge mop. You'll find it at most home improvement center, but it actually has a piece of lamb's wool wrapped around the end. And that's actually what you dip in the polyurethane and then sort of very slowly but surely mop it on in long continuous coats and work your way out of the room. And by the way, you're going to need two or three thin coats. Allow plenty of drying time in between, which is always, I say, twice what it says on the can. And although water-based polyurethane is available, don't use it. We do not recommend it for floors because it simply doesn't wear nearly as well. And with all the work it takes to get that floor ready and sand it and refinish it, you do not want to repeat this project anytime soon. So make sure you're using only oil-based or solvent-based urethanes. And lastly, when you're all done, I'd wait a few days before moving the furniture back in or protect the floor, because sometimes it takes a while for the urethane to really, really harden.
Yeah. I say wait a few days and then wait a few days more.
Yeah, if you possibly can. You know, pick up some of those floor protectors, you know, from the home center, slip them under the couch legs, you know, just really be careful with that floor because it takes a while, but it does harden. You know, I've noticed that when I do this project, maybe a week or two later, it's kind of a different floor surface.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you're planning a home improvement project, you know, you got to have a budget for those materials and the labor. But did you also know that you need a budget for the hidden cost of home improvements, too? We're going to share some of these money drains and tell you how to prepare for them after this.
You live in a money pit.
Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Edenpure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the 3-pack. So you'll get all 3 units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. A well-insulated home can make a real difference in your heating and cooling bills, but also in your comfort level.
That's right. Even if the thermostat says that your house is warm, a cool draft or cold floors can make you feel uncomfortable.
Our friends at Owens Corning produce some of the most innovative and high-quality insulating products on the market. I'm especially impressed with their pink next-gen fiberglass insulation.
That's the product that you tricked me into thinking was cotton balls last year. I still cannot believe how soft and strong it was. I mean, it was amazing, and it wasn't itchy after working on it at all.
Right. Pink next-gen fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning is made with advanced fiber technology. It feels as soft as cotton, so it's not itchy or scratchy to handle, but it's also strong and much easier to install. It just slides right into the wall and expands to fit snugly in place.
You can find pink next-gen fiberglass insulation and other great Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or visit HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and they're here to get all your home projects done well, from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest, from start to finish, or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you book and pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, which covers your project up to the full purchase price. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, do you love listening to podcasts? Well, we know you love the Money Pit, and if you love podcasts, why not listen to ours? For some helpful how-to tips in every episode, you can follow along with the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
And if you do listen to the Money Pit podcast, we would truly appreciate it if you would leave us a 5-star review. We're prepared to accept a 4-star review, but we'd really appreciate a 5-star review. If you are so inclined, we would appreciate it.
Donna in Arkansas is on the line and has a noise issue. How noisy is that place?
Well, I don't know. It's my son and his roommate live in a duplex, and the common wall between their living rooms, they can hear the neighbors, and so I'm sure the neighbors can hear them. They were just wondering what they could do on that wall to block some of the noise.
What they would need to do requires a pretty significant addition to the existing wall. What they would do is they would have to put a second layer of drywall over the existing layer, and there's two options here. You can use a noise-resistant drywall. There's a couple of different brands of this out there. It basically has some sound deadening built into it. Or you can use a product called green glue, which is sort of like a gelatin-like adhesive, and you would apply that to the old wall, and then you would put new drywall over that, and that creates a noise barrier. And you also have to be very careful around the outlets and any openings in the wall, and they have to be sealed properly. And even after you do all of that, you will still probably get some sound through that wall. Unfortunately, soundproofing is harder to do after the fact than it is to do when you're building it from scratch. So not always the answer exactly that you want to hear, but that's really what it takes to try to soundproof the rooms in this situation.
All right. Well, we sure appreciate you taking our call, and thank you very much.
All right. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you're planning a home improvement project, you already know you got a budget for materials and for the cost of the labor to help get it done. But did you also know you need to budget for a few hidden costs as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think people forget about this. I mean, they realize they have to eat. So if you're doing your kitchen, meals are going to be a huge cost because your house is down for the count. So you're going to be eating out a lot, you know, pizza places. You're going to know that phone number by heart. You're going to need to run out, get out of the mess, dine out. I mean, that food budget is just going to go way up. Not to mention your waistline. So maybe make sure there's a spot that you can still work out in at home as long as you're not, you know, eating. But whatever. Likewise, you want to make sure you ask your contractor if any of these improvements that are planning are going to require for you to leave the house and for how long. I mean, aside from the inconvenience of being out of your house, the hotel, more meals eaten out, all of that is going to add up quickly. And sometimes things just happen and you can't stay in the house during the work. So you got to think about that. Now, the next thing is not checking with your insurance. You know, before you start your project, it's important to make sure that anybody working on your property carries workman's compensation insurance to cover any injuries they may sustain while in your home. You might also want to call your homeowner's insurance, find out if there's anything you need to say, add, do, but definitely make sure all of your workers, whoever is there, is insured.
All right, now here are a couple of areas that can really run up the cost. Skipping the building permit. While you might not think permits are the responsibility of the contractor, that's not always the case. And skipping the permit can cost you big in construction mistakes that don't get caught, or even problems when it comes time to sell your home. They're going to look at the records of the house, and if you had work done and it wasn't permitted, that can be a problem. And lastly, let's talk about changes, because I think a lot of people get surprised by this. If you make a change during the construction project because you decided you didn't like a color, the window's in the wrong place, the cabinet really wasn't what you expected, if you make changes during that project, that can get pretty costly. So what you want to do is make sure your contractor provides you with a document called a change order. Very simple agreement, which states basically the difference between what you contracted for and the new price for what the change is. Now, it could be an addition, it could be a credit, but these change orders, you want to do one every time there's a change. And this way, at the end of the job, there won't be surprises. Too often, contractors will say, well, you owe me X, and then you also owe me another few thousand for Y. And you're like, what's that? Well, you remember when you didn't like where we put that wall? Well, that's what that's for. And, you know, it just really surprises people. It's totally avoidable. So just make sure, because good communication around change orders, make sure that you get this job done on a price that you agreed to pay and a price that you can certainly agree to handle.
Valerie in Arkansas is on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you today?
I have some ceramic tiles on the floor that have cracked, and it's just a hairline crack, but I was wondering if there was a way to repair those or if they have to be completely replaced.
You cannot repair a cracked ceramic tile. Once cracked, it will always be cracked. The question is, can you pop the cracked tile out and replace it? Are additional tiles of the same make available? That could require some research, but if you can't find the exact same tiles, you may have some other options. You could try to replace it with a complementary tile, one that may actually be a decor piece, you know, and kind of stand out on purpose, Or you could look for an area where you have tile that maybe went into a closet or something like that and try to remove that and use that to replace the cracked tile. That's kind of an extreme example of it. But at the least you need to do is to figure out why it cracked, though. And usually that has to do with the floor system and that perhaps it wasn't properly installed to begin with. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. I was afraid you were going to answer it that way, though.
Leslie, what are some places Valerie might look for if she was thinking about finding matching tile for an older floor?
It's challenging to find a tile once, especially, it's been discontinued. And also, if you are new to the house and it's an old tile and you just don't know where it is. So say you've got a box. If you're lucky enough to have a box that has something with a manufacturer on it, you can at least reach out to the manufacturer and see. Or maybe you've got, you know, one or two new tiles kicking around. There are a few manufacturers across the United States that you can actually send that tile to, and they'll actually make it for you if they have that glaze in their stock. A couple of them that do that are North Prairie Tile Works there in Minneapolis. But that's going to be a bit on the pricier side. It's going to run around $30 per square foot. So it really depends on how important it is to actually have this tile and to match it. You know, it's tricky. If you can try a couple of architectural salvage yards, maybe you can find something that works. But I do like the idea of popping out a couple of things here and there to sort of make a purposeful pattern and add a detail in that wasn't there before. I think it's a cost-effective way to sort of, you know, keep the integrity of the tile you love, but make it new without spending a ton of bucks.
Okay. All right. I'll try that then.
You are listening to The Money Pit, and we are coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, have you ever heard mysterious noises coming from your water heater? Well, we're going to share the solution to all those banging pipes and gurgling sounds when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Dust off your lederhosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Dust off your lederhosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
Wind River Resort and Casino has Monday Night Football, the best day of the week. So come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 16 screens inside season. Score big with our stadium snacks half off during the game. Play hard, win easy with more prizes, cash, and free slot play. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. So get your team gear on, grab your friends, and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
And maybe you've never had this issue before, but now that it's a different size pipe or a new run or a new location or it's not against the same thing, you're going to get these weird noises. And I mean, it is a simple fix.
I bet that if you're down there at the water heater and kind of looking at the new piping and you have somebody run water and turn it off, run the water and turn it off, you might even see them shaking. So what I think you need to do is just get some brackets. They sell pipe brackets that are designed to attach copper piping to framing. And they have a little cushion around them so they don't damage the pipe. And then re-secure those pipes. I bet you that will do it. If it's a really severe problem, there is a plumbing device called a water hammer arrestor that can be installed. It's kind of like a shock absorber, but I don't think that's necessary. I think you just got some loose pipes there, Andrew, and that ought to take care of it.
All right, next up, Margo has a painting problem, and she says, I used a paint with primer, but it just peels right off the wall in strips. The wall board has a chalky, dusty feel to the touch. What is the best paint method to have paint that sticks?
Yeah, so I always feel terrible when I read these types of questions because people want to blame the paint. It's not the paint, right? When you tell me you have a chalky surface underneath that paint, that's the problem. You don't have a surface that paint can adhere to. And by the way, I'm not crazy about the paint and primer products that are built in. I'm really not. I think primer is a standalone product that ought to be applied separately because the paint and primer products, I find they don't flow well. They're not certainly binding as well as the regular primer does. But aside from that, I think the problem here is the surface underneath. So you need to remove the paint that you put on there, which apparently sounds like it's not too difficult. And then you need to remove as much of that loose paint, that dusty paint, as you can. Only if you do that and get down to a solid surface that you could use a good quality primer on, I would recommend a solvent-based, an oil-based primer on top of that, only then will you be able to get to a point where the paint's not going to peel off. But if you've got a dusty finish, it is not going to stick.
All right, Margo, I hope that helps. I know it's probably not the answer you were looking for, and it's a little bit more work for you, but definitely it's going to give you the results that will stay, and that's what you want.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks for spending a bit of this beautiful early fall day with us. We hope we've given you some tips and ideas for projects to get done around your house. If you've got a question on something you'd like to tackle, whether it's home improvement, maintenance, decor, remodeling, renovation, you can always reach us at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Since Ian's passage, water levels in South Florida have gone up significantly, turning roads into canals, reaching mailboxes, flooding SUVs and trucks, and blocking the main access to an interstate highway. And for folks trapped in their waterlogged homes, it's blocking them too. Some residents are beginning to run out of food. Correspondent Bobby Kana Calvan drove from Tampa to Fort Myers today.
Right now I'm looking at mounds and mounds of tree branches, of limbs, soaking in water right now because it is so flooded. There are huge limbs from trees scattered along the road, and again, people are trying to spurt them so that they can get through.
In the wake of Ian's devastation, Town Hall News and our companion network, SRN News, are partnering with Christian nonprofit relief agency Food for the Poor to send emergency supplies to victims in Florida and the Carolinas. For more information, at website srnnews.com. Former President Trump campaigned in Warren, Michigan this evening for the GOP gubernatorial nominee Tudor Dixon, who's looking to one-seat incumbent Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer, as well as Republican candidates for State Attorney General and Secretary of State. He also expressed his concerns for the areas of Florida and the Carolinas ravaged by Ian.
I want to send our profound sympathy and our immense support to everyone back in Florida and Georgia, the Carolinas, who are struck by this brutal wrath of the hurricane.
Meanwhile, authorities say 47 storm fatalities now confirmed in Florida, raising global death toll from Hurricane Ian to 54. Venezuela's government's freed 7 Americans imprisoned in the South American country in exchange for the release of 2 nephews of President Nicolas Maduro's wife. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Zagorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Ukraine's nuclear power provider says Russian forces have blindfolded and detained the head of Europe's largest nuclear plant.
The alleged kidnapping apparently took place not long after Russian President Vladimir Putin escalated his war in Ukraine by annexing four Ukrainian regions. The capture of Ihor Murashovde, the director general of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, was seen as a possible attempt to secure Moscow's hold on the newly annexed territory. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed treaties to absorb the Luhansk, Donetsk, Kherson and Zaporizhia regions of Ukraine, including the area around the nuclear plant. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, Hong Kong's leader promised today to revive its struggling economy following a campaign to crush a pro-democracy movement as China's ruling Communist Party marked its 73rd anniversary in power under strict antivirus controls. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. California's Democrat governor is relaxing refinery rules in order to help with the state's soaring gas prices.
The average cost of a gallon of gas this weekend was $6.30 in California. Compare that to the national average, which AAA says is about $3.80. So California Governor Gavin Newsom has announced that oil refineries could start selling more polluting winter blend gasoline ahead of schedule. That, of course, directly contradicts his own goals for reducing climate emissions. Switching from the summer to winter blend would likely save consumers 15 to 20 cents per gallon. That's according to a spokesman for the Southern California Automobile Club. Gas prices in Los Angeles are close to breaking a record of $6.46 a gallon set this past June. I'm Shelley Adler.
And check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the Angie app, SunTouch floor warming systems, and Kohler Power. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with the projects you want to get done around your house. What are you working on this fine early October weekend? Are the leaves starting to change in your neck of the woods? They are where we live, and it is a favorite time of year for just that. But of course, you know what happens after they change color? Gravity takes over, and then your gutters. That's a project you might be taking on. Or maybe you want to clean off all the summer grind that's on the sidewalks and the siding, get it spruced up for the long winter ahead. Maybe you want to plan a project to do now when it's cool and comfortable out so it'll be ready for the spring weather ahead. Maybe you want to do some planting. We did all of our planting usually this time of year. I'm doing a new lawn now in a section of my yard that never had a decent lawn because it had a lot of trees that were overhead. So we've actually removed a lot of the larger branches, and I'm looking forward to growing a lawn there. So, you know, whether it's gardening, whether it's construction, whether it's just planning a project, we'd love to help. The number here to get in touch with us is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or go to moneypit.com/ask. You can record your home improvement question, and we will get back to you the next time we're in the studio. Coming up on today's show, if your home has cold floors, adding electric radiant heating underneath those floors is a really good way to deliver warmth and comfort. Well, now there's an addition to that system. It's a smart thermostat on the market called the SunStat Connect Plus, and allows you to remotely access and control the floor heating system more so than ever before. I love this because if it's cold, I can dial up my floors and have them heated by the time I get home. So we're going to share the details just ahead.
And if you've ever had to deal with stinky air in your home from pets or cooking or cigarette smoke, you may have tried using an air cleaner only to find out that it really didn't work. We're going to share an air purifier technology that does work to get rid of those smells and more.
And just because you live in a rental doesn't mean you can't cut energy costs too. So we've got a list of low-cost solutions for drafts that won't damage an apartment or a condo that you might be renting, and they'll save you money and make you more comfortable as well.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader for projects big and small.
So reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Kathy from West Virginia on the line, who's tackling a kitchen project and has some questions about a sink. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm having a hard time deciding on the type of sink. I've always had I keep wanting to say double barrel. But, you know, I always wash them one side and I rinse them the other.
Right.
So it's really hard for me to relate to a single bowl sink.
Mm-hmm.
But they seem to be the rage, and I wanted to see, really, I mean, what is the attraction?
Size and space. I mean, you can get a lot more in a single bowl sink than you can in one that is divided into two. And I understand the habit of putting soap in one and rinsing in the other. And, you know, listen, if you're used to that, why not? But I think the reason people get them is because they can get the bigger pots and pans in there, and they're just a whole lot easier to use. You know, the other option, of course, is if you're going to have a single bowl sink, then you just get used to having a small plastic bowl in there, a plastic tub, I should say, in there, which is what we always did. So that is where all the soapy water goes, and then you have plenty of room on the other side to rinse, and then you can just, you know, take it out and put it away when you're all done. So it's really personal preference, but I think the reason they're so popular is space. What do you think, Leslie?
I mean, I personally have like an extra deep single bowl stainless sink, and I like it because, you know, pots and pans fit in there no problem. I can definitely put a lot of stuff in there as I'm trying to get things cleared up quickly, and I don't have to have it on the countertops. But I did grow up with a double sink, and I too liked that. You know, I didn't have to fill up so much water in one sink if I wanted to just wash a couple of things, or, you know, you have more options with that. Now, when you're remodeling, are you just replacing the existing sink, or are you changing out the cabinet?
I'm changing everything.
I love the idea of a ceramic-coated apron front sink. That looks kind of, it can be modern and country sort of at the same time and have an interesting feel. And you can do a double sink. I think they're even called country sinks, you know, the apron front. They're so beautiful. And it might be just, you know, something that's a little different but still familiar. And they resell very well for the house.
Well, I am so attracted to those ceramic apron front sinks. And so before I make the commitment, I was just wanting to see, am I missing something?
No, I don't think you are. I think they're very attractive, and I think, you know, I think it's part of that sort of farmhouse sink design that's so popular today, the farmhouse decor that's so popular today. So good luck with that project, Kathy.
Okay, thank you very much.
Now we've got Robert on the line who's dealing with some noisy plumbing. What's going on?
How can I fix noisy drainage pipes?
Short and sweet, right, Leslie? I mean, I kind of feel for the guy because I've been in houses like this where, for some reason, the plumbers thought it was a really good idea to run the drain pipes through the dining room walls. So you're sitting there and you're having a meal and you're hearing the toilets flush upstairs.
That is terrible.
You know, unfortunately, I think it's one of those things that's really hard to fix because they're already built into the house. And so the one thing you could do is you could soundproof those walls. And one way to do that, Probably the easiest way to do that is to add a second layer of drywall on top of what you have right now. Now that's going to require you to adjust the depth of the outlets, light switch box. If you have any ducts that come through, they're going to have to be sealed. And before you put that second layer up, you use a product called green glue. It comes like in a caulking tube. And that's designed to put just a tiny bit of space between the layers, and that helps to absorb the sound. So doubling up those walls might help to quiet it up, but other than moving the pipes, which is obviously a super expensive thing to do, I think that's really your only option.
Heading over to Illinois, Sandy's on the line with a question about some concrete steps. What are you working on?
My father has a house that was built in 1950 or so, and the front steps are brick, and they are starting to separate, like the grout that's between the bricks, so it's starting to kind of deteriorate and crumble. And I have questions about if there's anything that can be done to repair that without redoing the whole thing.
Yeah, you don't have to replace that whole thing. This is a typical way that that brick is going to wear. What you need to do is repoint the concrete. That means that you have a mason come in and scrape away all that loose mortar and replace it with new mortar. We often have to do this to bricks and block work both outside the house, like you've described, but also inside the house. If you have an old foundation that's got brick or blocks, the mortar will just get soft and deteriorate, both from age and from, in the case of a sidewalk area, just a lot of water and weather on it over the years. So a very typical project, not a big deal. You should be able to restore that completely.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, are you tired of stepping your feet on freezing cold floors? Well, SunTouch makes floor warming systems that are efficient, easy to install, and can eliminate the hassles of cold floors once and for all.
Yep, and now they have a new thermostat called the SunStat Connect Plus. It actually allows you to remotely control that floor heating system for maximum convenience and comfort. We're going to tell you all about that technology when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermafiber is a mineral wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus and any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and they're here to get all your home projects done well, from repair to remodel and landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you book and pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, which covers your project up to the full purchase price. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Edenpure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living.
We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Whether you are doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So follow us at The Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. All right, now we're going to help Roger deal with a mossy roof. What's going on?
I'm looking to see if there's any kind of a product that you could use on a asphalt roof to take moss off of the shingles in light of using a power washer, which seems to take all the asphalt part of the shingle off. I'm wondering if there's anything that will dissolve into the moss and just remove it that way.
Well, Roger, generally you get moss and mildew and algae and lichen, all sorts of nasty green growths that will form on a roof when the roof is in a lot of shade. So I imagine you have quite a bit of shade around your roof. So the first thing I want you to do is to try to do what you can, need a little more sunlight. That just might mean thinning out some trees, if that's possible. Secondly, there are a number of commercial products out there that are designed specifically to kill the moss, because it's basically a plant, and so it needs to be stopped. And there's wet and forget, there's spray and forget. There's another product by Zinsser that's called Jomax that's very effective, and you're going to spray this on the roof. Now, in the case of the spray and forget, that actually takes quite a long time to dissolve that moss, but if you use the product like Jomax, it'll come up a lot quicker. Now, once you get a little sunlight on there, and once you get rid of the moss that's there, the last thing that you should do, a little trick of the trade, is you should, at the peak of the roof, at the ridge, you should tack in there a piece of copper flashing. You can buy copper flashing by the roll. You can get like the 8-inch or the 10-inch or the 12-inch, and then run it up underneath the ridge shingle on both sides. And the reason you're doing this is because when the rain hits it, it releases a little bit of copper, and that actually acts as a mildewcide, and it will clean the roof as you go. So follow those steps, and you will be moss-free once and for all.
Well, if your home has cold floors, adding electric radiant heating beneath the floors is a great way to deliver warmth and comfort. And now there's a new thermostat on the market called SunStat Connect Plus, and that's going to allow you to remotely access and control that floor heating system more than you ever could before.
Yeah, now it's made by SunTouch, and it's pretty impressive. The thermostat allows you to monitor your floor warming system remotely through the Watts Home app. So, for example, on a cold day, you can set it to warm up your floors before you get home, and it also works with Alexa and Hey Google.
Now, the SunStat Connect Plus has a modern design with a color touchscreen and multi-view home screen settings so that you can easily see the floor temperature, the outside weather, and it's even got a clock. Now, it also features energy usage monitoring, and it can send you an email or text notification, and even has weather compensation and warm weather shutdowns. It's all built right in, so those floors aren't going to heat up when it's not needed, so it's kind of helping you smartly use their system and save you some bucks.
Yeah, and SunTouch is really the premier provider of floor warming systems for both DIYers and for pros. I mean, these guys have been at it for over 30 years. So check it out. It's called the SunStat Connect Plus. You can learn more at suntouch.com. That's suntouch.com. Step onto warm, comfortable floors all year round. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Sherry and George is on the line and needs some help revamping a dresser. Tell us about your project.
Yes, I've got this dresser that my father found in a garage. It's all wood and it's beautiful, but somebody's painted it white. And I would like to get the white paint off.
Like for good or to put stain on or to paint over it again?
Yeah, I'm thinking to put stain on. I think it's all wood. It looks like a really nice piece of furniture. But it also has framed drawers. Like, I don't know, I guess that's what it's called. It has the wood around the drawers. And I'm thinking that's going to make it really hard.
So it's like a glass front door with like a wood frame?
Well, it's not glass. It's all wood, but like wood has a wood frame around it.
All right, it shouldn't be a problem. What you have to do is if there's any doors or drawer fronts or things, you want to either pull out the drawers or just take off the drawer fronts. You really want to make it easy to work on things, so you need a lot of flat surfaces. So with the doors, with the framework, try to take them off if you can. Leave the hinges either on the door back or in the dresser itself. And then get everything on a flat surface. And you need to find a good paint remover, a stripper product. I've used Rock Miracle before. I like it because it's got a really thick consistency and you kind of like, you know, slather it on there and you can actually see where it is rather than brushing something on and making, you know, wondering if you've covered all spots. And then you really want to follow the directions. So you have to let it sit on there as long as they tell you to. And then you want to use a paint scraper to gently sort of scrape the paint off the surface because you don't want to gouge anything into it because that will show up when you start working on it in the future. And you could have to do it a couple of times. Now, depending on the type of wood that's underneath that white paint, you might not be able to get all of the paint off. So you really have to kind of experiment with it and see how well it is removable. And then once you've done that a couple of times, you're going to wipe it down. Then you might still have to sand it in a couple of places with a very fine sandpaper to make sure that you get all the last bits of the paint off. Then you want to wipe it down with a tack cloth and then prep it for staining. So that's when you really want to make sure that you've got it perfectly beautiful and clean and ready to go before you put the stain on, because once you start to put the stain on, everything's going to show.
Okay, now what was the name of that product again?
I like one called Rock Miracle. It comes in, you know, what almost looks like a turpentine can, but there are all different kinds. So, you know, you might want to pop into your local home improvement center, ask them which one they like to work with, because you might not be able to find Rock Miracle at your place. But, you know, definitely feel it out and, you know, ask somebody at your local home center what they recommend. But that's the one I like. I've used it a lot of times.
Okay, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Good luck with it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, 888-666-3974.
Heading out to Iowa, where Andrew's got a question about a wood floor. Tell us what you're working on.
My fiance and I just sanded our floors, and we are getting ready to put down some product on our floor. And I just wanted to know what kind of product I should be using. It's probably an oak floor.
Well, that's a great project, Andrew. There are choices to be made now. Did you have a finish on this floor before?
It did. It was like a reddish tint.
Okay.
So it's still showing through a little bit. We didn't take it all the way down to bare wood.
What did you use to sand it with?
It was a machine that had, it was like a giant hand sander, basically. It had a handle on it and a big sheet of sandpaper on it. Just took down the old varnish that was on it.
Okay, so was it a belt sander where the big wide belt spins around, or was it more of sort of like a vibrating sander?
It was a vibrating sander.
All right, so here's the thing. This floor was stained before, and I'm concerned that if you just put a clear finish on it, if you're happy with the look of the floor right now with a little bit of the red showing through, then you can just put a clear finish on it. But if you're not, it gets a little bit tricky, because to try to add more of that color in, it's hard to get the exact same color, and you would almost probably have to go a couple of steps darker, and then you may have some issues about some areas had more of the old varnish on it than other areas, and they're going to absorb differently. So it's a little more difficult to refinish a floor like you've done if it had stain on it. Now, if it didn't have stain on it, you're just sort of sanding off the varnish, and you're putting a fresh coat of varnish, you don't have the issue. The issue that you might have is because it was stained before, you might have some of that blotchy color coming through. If you have stain on a floor, generally you can't use that type of approach to sand it. You have to use the belt sander approach, which is a big machine with a very wide belt that you should not do yourself, because if you sneeze while using this thing, you'll just ruin the floor. It's a very hard machine to use as a do-it-yourselfer. It's really something a pro has to use all the time. So the first question you have to kind of ask yourselves is, are you happy with the look of the floor if you were to seal it and finish it just like it is, if that's going to work for you guys? And if it is, what I would do is I would put on at least 3 coats of oil-based polyurethane or solvent-based polyurethane. Do not use the water-based products, the acrylic-based products, because they're just not durable enough. They're great on doors and trim and furniture, but on floors, I would always use the oil-based product. Now, you apply it not with a brush, but with something called a lamb's wool applicator, and basically, it's kind of like a mop on a stick, and you dip it into a tray of this urethane, and you sort of mop it on and work your way out of the room, and then find something else to do for at least a half a day, maybe even longer, to let it dry really, really well. If it's the least bit tacky, do not put second coats on it. This may take a couple of days depending on the humidity level. Wait till it's really super dry. If you try to recoat it and it's still tacky, it has even a harder time drying the next time around. So make sure it's super dry before you put the next coat on. And about three coats of that, try to stay off it as much as you can for the first month or so. And by that I mean, you know, don't drag the furniture around. Put some, you know, pieces of carpet or something underneath the legs. Just try to treat it gingerly. Because it does take a while for it to really, really harden, and you'll be good to go.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finish. Download the app today. Coming up, if you've ever had to deal with stinky air in your house, you know, maybe from some pets or from cooking a big dinner or a guest or maybe somebody who lives there smoking cigarettes, you might have tried using an air cleaner only to find out that it really doesn't work. We're going to share an air purifier technology that does work to get rid of those smells and more, so stick around. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Fire Radio.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. safety. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, if you've ever used an air cleaner to get rid of odors in your home, you might know that many simply just cover up that odor instead of completely eliminating them. Well, Eden Pure has a new product called the Thunderstorm Air Purifier that completely destroys any odors instead of just covering them up. And this includes odors from pets, cooking, or even cigarette smoke. And I'm going to add in teenage boy, because my son's room used to stink, but this is amazing.
Well, with us to explain how it all works is Tyson Nguyen. Tyson is an Eden Pure ambassador. Welcome, Tyson.
Thanks for having me on, you guys.
So we're moving into the cooler months now. People are going to be locking those doors, closing those windows. We want to make sure that the house remains fresh smelling inside. And I think a lot of folks believe that an air cleaner and an air purifier are really the same thing. But that's just not the case, right?
You're absolutely correct. The Thunderstorm, it's an air purifier, not a filter. And like you said, you know, when you're having these, you know, closed doors, you know, the weather's changing, you know, you get all of these odors building up in your house. You're living in your home every day. You have people in and out. You have your pets in there. And all these odors, like from cooking, pet odors, they build up in there, and you need a way to get rid of them. And that's where the Thunderstorm comes in.
So an air cleaner would use a filter to try to pull those odors out, but then the filters get clogged, they wear out, so to speak. They don't really do a good job totally to begin with. But an air purifier has different technology, and that's what enables it to not just cover it, but completely destroy it. So can you talk to us about how that technology works so we really understand the benefits?
Yeah. So, you know, when you're outside, you know, say there's a thunderstorm rolling through and there's that clean, fresh smell that happens right after a thunderstorm. So that's actually natural O3 molecules, and that's what that fresh smell is outside. So we've taken that natural process, and the thunderstorm is actually generating these natural O3 molecules and sending it out all throughout your home. And what they're doing is they're attaching and they're binding to those nasty smells and other air pollutants that are inside your home and destroying them on a microscopic level. And what you're left with is fresh, clean air.
I mean, it's really amazing. It does have that wonderful sort of fresh rainstorm scent when you do have it plugged in. And I have to tell you, the size of the thunderstorm is so, like, small and unnoticeable, but it does such a major, excellent job. I tell you, I have a teenage son. He has the stinkiest feet ever of life. I swear to God. The room just, like, has a funk about it. It's just gross. And I snuck one in there without him even knowing. And I would say, like, within the day, that room, like, completely changed. So it works.
Did he even notice it?
I mean, he didn't notice. I don't think he notices the bad smells either.
I think that was a smart approach, because if you announce that you're doing this, then, of course, you know, he's going to have an opinion about it. But this way, it just dealt with the problem. You put the thunderstorm in there, and it all went away. And, you know, there's no filters to buy because, as you say, Tyson, it doesn't really need that. That's not the way technology. Basically, the O3 molecules are created by the thunderstorm, and then they seek out the odor. So will this handle Italian household here, garlic, right, fish, some of those sort of strong odors as well?
Oh, absolutely. You know, those really strong, you know, cooking odors, like you said, you know, fish, bacon, you know, it's great for those things. It's also great for even cigarette smoke. You know, we've had a lot of reviews come in saying how well it works getting rid of cigarette smoke. You know, you're in a house, former owners, you know, that smell still lingering, or if someone in your household is a current smoker, you know, that smoke gets in the paint, it gets in the carpet, and your only other options before was to repaint everything, which is expensive, replace the flooring, or use air fresheners, which air fresheners, they're just covering it up. It's mixing with that bad odor, and that's why you have to keep buying those products, because it's not really doing anything. Where the thunderstorm, it's attacking the sources of those smells and actually destroying and eliminating them.
I mean, it really is amazing. And I love that, you know, it's got a nice USB cable on it so I can really put it where I want it. You know, again, I put it in my son's room and it worked so well. Now, you need a battery operated one so I can put it in the sneaker drawer because, you know, each of my kids has a drawer they throw their shoes in and we could use them help in there too.
Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting that you told me before the show that you actually have long haul truckers using these for their cabs as well because they spend a lot of time in that small space, and what a great way to keep it smelling fresh.
Long-haul truckers, they absolutely love this product. So if you think long-haul truckers, they're out on the road for weeks, months at a time, and they have, you know, everything that would be in your home. They're taking their pets with them. They have their dirty laundry, trash, you know, food is in there. All in a tight, concentrated space, and what you're getting is a buildup of those smells. So they're always looking for ways to freshen the cab, and they found the Thunderstorm really, really works well with this.
Well, it's a great product, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Now, Tyson, you set up a great deal for our listeners. We appreciate that. If you go to EdenPureDeals.com and enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, you'll get $200 off the three-pack, so you'll get all three units for under $200. Now, one unit retails for $129, so this is a really good deal. You'll get three units for under $200 by using the promo code MONEYPIT3 at EdenPureDeals.com. This way you can have, you know, one in the kitchen, maybe one in the teenager's bedroom, maybe one, you know, towards the bathroom, wherever it needs to be in your house. And like you said, Leslie, they're small, they're compact, they plug right into an outlet, they don't need any wiring, and they're very, very silent. So I love the way they just silently sit there and do the job and keep the place smelling fresh. Tyson, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit. We're looking forward to enjoying our thunderstorms all winter long, especially with the cold weather coming up. So check it out at EdenPureDeals.com. Remember, Money Pit 3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. Thanks, Tyson.
Thanks so much, Tom and Leslie.
Tyson Nguyen, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Up next, have you been feeling the chill of some drafts in your house? Well, we're going to share some tips on how you can find and seal those sneaky places that drafts drive up the heating costs, even if you are a renter, when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. Eden Pure, innovative products for better living.
Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting?
Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com. Angie's List is now Angie, and they've made it easier than ever to get all your home projects done well, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest from start to finish. Or connect you to a top local pro who can, so you can start crossing things off your to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. You guys need some help with a renovation, a repair, or a decorating project? Well, post your question at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask. And we are standing by to help you out.
The Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
Well, if you're a renter paying for your own utilities, you might think that there's not much you can do to cut those costs. I mean, you can't really buy a new furnace, you can't replace those windows, you can't even add insulation to a home that you don't own.
Yeah, but there are actually a series of things you can do, and most are either low cost or they're improvements that you could actually take with you when you move out. For example, you could replace your thermostat with a smart thermostat. Now, smart thermostats are really helpful. First of all, they generally have a sort of a detection system in them, so they know when somebody's in the house and not. Why is that important? Because your home could be much cooler in the winter when you're not home. When you get home, you want to turn up the heat so you're comfortable, so that will automatically happen. You can also dial them in up and down from remote locations, whether it's at work or from the comfort of your easy chair. Feeling a little chill? Just whip out your smartphone and dial up your thermostat. Yeah, we know it's lazy, but let's face it. If you got one, I'm sure you've done it. I know I do it. Next, with the windows, gosh, lots of draft opportunities there. So what can you do? Well, there is a type of liquid weather stripping. It's sort of like a caulk, and it's a temporary caulk in the sense that you can seal those windows shut with this caulk. It's kind of like a clear bead that goes down, and then in the spring, you grab an edge of this, and it peels right off, so it's an easy way to seal them up and stop those drafts from coming through for the entire winter. You don't have to put, like, plastic over it or anything. You just use the weather stripping caulk and seal them in. Now, the only window you shouldn't be doing that with is one that could be an emergency window that you have to get out of in, God forbid, the event of a fire. And if you've got an attic, you know, that's a good place where a lot of heat goes up, so make sure that the hatchway has some weather stripping around it. You'll be amazed at what a big difference that simple improvement can make.
Yeah, now if you're looking for some ways to improve on, like, say, the decorating side, you know, you're getting to add some things, make the room look a little better, but also make it, you know, a lot warmer, really control some of the cool air coming in through windows, think about adding a heavier drape or a cellular shade. So cellular shades that kind of look like honeycombs, and they act like an insulator because, you know, it sort of stores a pocket of warmer air. So when the cold air hits that window glass and then ultimately that shade, it gets stopped by the warmer air that's in that little tunnel and then doesn't really come in as much as it would into the room. Add a heavy drape, just close it up when it's super cold out. You know, that kind of helps cut down things coming in, that those drafts, the cool air, even just from the glass. If you find that you have your furniture sort of sitting in front of a baseboard heater or a radiator, just get that furniture away from it. Give it some space. You know, really allow that warmer air to access the room rather than just hitting the backside of a sofa. You know, if you have a radiator, like a freestanding radiator against a wall, you can, you know, slide one of those reflector panels behind the radiator itself in the wall, and that kind of helps spread out a little bit more heat. Another tricky place that cool drafts get in are your light switches and outlets that are on exterior walls. If you take off those covers, that switch plate cover or that outlet cover, you'll feel a lot of cold air behind there, and you can buy very inexpensively like a foam gasket that just goes on the back side of that cover, and then you screw that back on, and that stops the air leaking through. I mean, if you're on, say, a second floor apartment or the room is above, you know, an uninsulated space, go ahead and think about adding like a nice area rug for those cooler months just to help cut that cool air coming in. Sort of think about protecting yourself from all of those exterior surfaces and adding in that extra layer just to stop those drafts coming in. And that really does help a lot.
Good advice. Hey, if you want more tips on what you can do as a renter to cut your heating costs, we've got a whole list of tips on MoneyPit.com.
Kathy in Arizona is on the line and needs some help cleaning the garage. What can we do for you?
Well, we bought this house last fall, and the garage floor is, I'm sure, grease from the cars, but I don't know how to clean it up. I'm just wondering if I can do that myself or if I've got to hire somebody to do that.
I think you can do it yourself. What you want to do is pick up some trisodium phosphate. It's known as TSP. You'll see it in the hardware store or paint aisle of a home center. Mix that up into a paste-like consistency and cover the area of the stain. Let it sit for a while and then wash it out. Now, old oil stains are among the most difficult to take up, but it will brighten it up a bit. And if you want it to be cleaner than that, what I would do is I would wash the floor, let it dry really well, and then paint it. You could use an epoxy painting, garage floor painting system. It's a two-part epoxy that's chemical cured. So you mix the two parts of the paint together, you apply it to the floor, then you wait an hour or two, and it basically hardens right up for you. And then it'll be a lot easier to clean after that.
Okay, but so I can still put that epoxy over if I don't get all this grease up?
No, once you clean up the grease, as I mentioned, the grease may be up, but it might still be stained. And if you wanted to make it look nicer, then you could paint it.
Yeah, because the beginning part of this kit is usually like an etching compound that sort of prepares the floor to receive the coating. So if you can just get the actual grease off, even though the stain is there, it'll prepare it so that it will adhere to it.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Coming up, do you love home decor and you love your pets, but you fear they're going to ruin your furniture? Well, it's possible to have a beautiful home and pet-proof spaces at the same time. We're going to explain next.
Live in a Money Pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Spooktacular savings going on now at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive, where they offer free estimates and are about 30% less than the national average. Mako also works with most major insurance companies. So whether it's a dent or a ding, a minor fender bender, or a full body repair and paint job, Mako has you covered. Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, if you love listening to podcasts, well, we'd love for you to listen to ours. You're going to get helpful hints in every single episode, so follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Quinn's dealing with an insulation problem. Leslie, what's going on?
So Quinn writes, he says, I've got a second floor walk-in attic and the insulation is in terrible shape. This area is only above my two-car garage. Is there any reason at all that I should insulate the space better?
You should insulate any space that's between a heated space and an unheated space. So the garage is unheated, and if the space above it is heated, it definitely needs to be insulated. So that is definitely something that you ought to do.
All right, now we've got Larry who says, my driveway concrete is starting to crack. It's showing aggregate and turning white in those cracks. Any ideas on how to fix it without jackhammering the section out and repouring?
Yeah, actually, there's a product from Quikrete called Recap that is designed specifically to adhere to deteriorated concrete surfaces just like that. You could repair the damaged areas, or you could recoat the entire driveway, put a nice new broom finish on it, and it'll look like a brand new driveway without the need to tear anything out whatsoever.
All right, Larry, that's going to save you a bunch of money. So there you go.
Well, if you're a pet lover, can you also have stylish decor that can coexist peacefully with you and your pet? Well, Leslie says you definitely can and has tips on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, if you've got pets, you really don't have to sacrifice the home decor that you want. And I think a lot of people think, oh, I've got dogs, cats, I can't have that nice whatever, it's going to ruin it. But you can. I mean, there's a lot of options out there. Durable, easy-to-clean paints, antimicrobial stain-resistant rugs. You know, all of that means that you can have a beautiful home and a furry pet at the same time. They are no longer incompatible. So paints, you're probably thinking, why do I need a, you know, a durable paint? My dog, for some reason, loves to rub up against the wall leading to the back door to go outside. And his little collar sometimes, you know, mars up the wall and I have to use a magic eraser or touch up something there. So it's definitely helpful to have a durable paint so that when your dog or cat does that, it's durable. You're going to find a lot of paint companies will have a flat paint that are wipeable. And, I mean, that kind of feature was only available previously in glossy paint. So if you're looking for a lesser sheen paint that's still durable, it's out there. Now, for fabrics, you can find stain-resistant and antimicrobial fibers in a range of styles and soft textures. You want to look for textiles that are made with nanotex, which makes that fiber stain-resistant and waterproof. Also, when you're looking at a more pet-friendly fabric, look at the weave or sort of the texture of that fabric itself and, you know, rub your nails on it. If you find that you can kind of snag at something, you know, then an animal definitely can. Dogs or cats can kind of just take one swipe and catch that little thread. So definitely give it a test to make sure that it's going to pass their little paws. And, you know, I mean, if you've got the luxury to have maybe a mudroom or an extra space that you can kind of dedicate to the dog, I mean, maybe everybody doesn't have that, but it could be more common these days. And especially with folks spending more time at home, perhaps you've got a space that doubles as an office or the laundry room. You can use that spot and create a dedicated pet area, keep their bed, their food, all their toys, all in one place. This way, you know, you can kind of contain the more messy areas in the house to that one spot and really focus on making that pet friendly. I mean, there are rugs that are washable. So much out there now that really allows you for your pets. And you know what? A lot of this applies to kids too, guys. So it's really important when you're thinking of this.
You can live peacefully with your pets and your kids.
Exactly.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, did you guys know that almost a third of energy consumption at your home goes to heating and cooling? So it's no surprise that the vast number of those of you who call our show are always looking for ways to get those energy costs down. We're going to share some very easy ways to cut those heating costs on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. One of the strongest hurricanes ever to hit the United States has finally weakened and rolled into the mid-Atlantic, but it battered western Cuba before it raked across Florida from the Gulf of Mexico to the Atlantic Ocean, then mustered a final assault on the Carolinas. At least 65 people confirmed dead in Florida as of late this afternoon. Meanwhile, more than 1,000 people have been rescued from flooded areas along Florida's southwestern coast. Salem Radio correspondent Roger Shulman offered a report on the conditions in Sarasota.
Traffic lights are out, and it's supposed to be a four-way stop in Florida if the lights are out, but many people can't seem to fathom that. There have been several accidents, some of them serious, at some of the major intersections. The electricity is still out in much of these two very populated counties, and school is going to be out. I talked to Brennan Asplund, superintendent of the Sarasota County Schools. He does not know when school will be able to resume. This, of course, causing problems for parents. What are they going to do with their kids when they have to go back to work?
In the wake of Ian's devastation, SRN News, partnering with the Christian nonprofit relief agency Food for the Poor to send emergency supplies to victims in Florida and the Carolinas. More information available at the website srnnews.com. Russia is withdrawing troops from the once-occupied Ukrainian city of Lyman.
The Ukrainian soldier whoops in excitement as he wraps a flag around the sign of the town of Lyman. We unwrap our national flag and install it on our land, Lyman. Everything will be Ukraine. Lyman is 100 miles southeast of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city. Lyman had been a key transportation hub and an important site in the Russian front line for both ground communications and logistics.
Karen Chamas reporting. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A deadly shooting near the U.S.-Mexico border.
Two brothers in Texas have been arrested after authorities say one of them opened fire on a group of migrants getting water near the U.S.-Mexico border, killing one man and shooting a woman in the stomach. The shooting was in rural Hudspeth County, about 90 miles from El Paso. Court documents say Michael Shepard and Mark Shepard were charged with manslaughter. Michael Shepard served as warden of a local detention center. A spokesman for LaSalle Corrections says the warden had been fired. John Scott reporting.
A massive trove of emails from Mexico's Defense Department among electronic communications taken by a group of hackers from military and police agencies across several Latin American countries. That news confirmed by Mexico's president. You could always check out the latest breaking news and read the most comprehensive analysis. They're both at townhall.com. Time to gobble up the savings while you can. Thanksgiving's on the way, and turkey prices are climbing.
The American Farm Bureau Federation announced that due to inflation, families can expect to pay record-high prices at the grocery store for a turkey this year. The price of fresh, boneless, skinless turkey breast is about $6.70 a pound right now. That's a 112% increase from last year. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Hundreds of hot air balloons lifted off Saturday morning, marking the start of an annual festival that has drawn pilots and spectators from across the globe to New Mexico's high desert for 50 years now. As one of the most photographed events in the world, the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta has become an economic driver for the state's largest city, and a rare and colorful opportunity for enthusiasts to be within arm's reach of the giant balloons that are unpacked and then inflated. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where you can enjoy the comfort of your vehicle, including the air conditioning. While they remove the smoke and grime, debris, and other deposits that can build up on your vehicle and possibly damage the finish and paint. Quick and Clean Car Wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Thanks for being with us all week long. The governor of Florida is speaking right now, Ron DeSantis. $40 billion in damage. At least 10 have lost their lives. It's not over yet in Florida as the hurricane bears down in South Carolina. We'll give you the latest as Governor DeSantis looks to update everybody. They were about 15 minutes late. They were scheduled for 8:45. That's Eastern time. So we'll bring you the latest as it happens. John Levine at the bottom of the hour, he's been all over this Hunter Biden situation, as well as what the House Judiciary Committee will do should they get the majority come November. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Sponsored by Crunch Fitness. Interested in owning your own business in a growing $30 billion industry? Check out Crunch Fitness at crunch.com.
Number three.
What we're going to see is some kind of horizontal escalation. In other words, instead of using the conventional troops on the ground, which are failing, he will move to a carpet bombing other parts of Ukraine. He could conceivably go to a chemical weapon.
Vladimir, that is Admiral Stavridis talking about what Vladimir Putin's capable of. He just declared four provinces in Ukraine Russian territory based on sham referendums. What does this mean for Vladimir Putin, his plans to escalate in Ukraine, and for us here in the U.S. as tens of thousands of his citizens decide they'd rather leave the country than fight this dumb war?
Number two.
Having a poll lead in June or July or August is pretty irrelevant. What matters is the final stretch. And races tighten, and that's what we're seeing right now, and it's tightening in favor of Republicans.
Jeff Basin weighing in on a special report last night. Issues tracking Republicans who are attacking Republicans' way, like immigration, crime, and cratering economy, have Americans looking away from Democrats and Joe Biden. We're going to look at those trends race by race.
Number one.
This could be the deadliest hurricane in Florida's history. The numbers are still unclear, but we're hearing early reports of what may be substantial loss of life.
There is the President of the United States, Hurricane Ian, historic and enduring. We'll look at the damage, the lives, the livelihoods lost, and how some are using this as an opportunity to scream climate change and slam Governor DeSantis. With me right now is Mark Thiessen. He never screams climate change. He knows this is part of hurricane season, and it's never good. Right, Mark?
Absolutely. No, the reality is that there's no evidence whatsoever that this has anything to do with climate change. In fact, last year was like the weakest hurricane season on record in the Atlantic, and this year it hasn't been strong either. So, you know, this is why they changed it from like global warming to climate change, because climate change can mean anything. If there are fewer hurricanes, it's because of climate change. If there's more hurricanes, it's because of climate change. It's like they can turn it into whatever they want.
Exactly. Here's the example of them turning it into whatever they want. This is other media outlets. Cut 11.
To a season would happen. Now with climate change and these extreme warm waters, it's almost, you know, it's happening all the time.
This storm, in a way, is kind of bad news for the people that are still trying to deny climate change as a factor.
Florida Republicans deny climate change as a monster storm barrels towards the coast.
This will be a first-time test for how you adapt to these new, stronger storms on a warmer planet as a result of climate change.
The threat exacerbated, of course, by climate change.
Charleston, like Miami, gets water that comes up on a good sunny day. That's climate change because water levels are rising.
Our Earth is getting warmer, and there is just no doubt, I think, left that it is feeding these beasts.
Do you feel differently now, Mark? You've been converted?
I've been converted, absolutely. We got to do something about this. Literally, what they were saying was factually incorrect. We've had fewer hurricanes in the last year and a half than at any time in years. So no, it's not. There's not more storms going on. There might be more intensity, but this is the problem: is that the left can't figure out the difference between weather and climate, which are two very different things. And so every weather event that they don't like, they harness it to a PR stunt for climate change. And really, you know, the one guy, I can't tell who it was who was speaking, but he's like, we got to deal with mitigation. That's exactly it. We can, climate change is real. It's happening. It's going to affect us, in different ways. And the question is, what do you do about it? One option is to try and stop the climate from changing, which would require destruction to our economy that is unsustainable and unwise. And even then, we're not sure that we could stop it, and certainly we can't reverse it, because carbon, once it goes in the atmosphere, it doesn't disappear. So you can't reverse climate change. You can only slow it or stop it at an unacceptable cost. Or you can do the smart thing, which is mitigation. So for example, there's 100 million people right now who live below sea level in the world. Amsterdam
has dikes and levees. Those are very cheap to build. You know, so and if you're in an area where there's more heat, well, guess what? Air conditioning works, right? And actually, more people die in the world die from cold than die from heat, as Bjorn Lomborg has pointed out. So when the global temperatures rise, you actually have a net reduction in deaths. Right. As a result. And air conditioning is cheap. Mitigation is inexpensive. We can adapt to the good news about climate change, it's happening really slowly. It's not going to be like one day all of a sudden floods are going to be coming and locusts and frogs and all the plagues from the earth. It's happening slowly, and so we can adapt. And adaptation is actually really, really inexpensive. What's destructive is this effort to try and stop the earth from warming, which is impossible for humans to do.
And we might have been happening forever, and it might or may not be man-related to what we're doing, our activities.
Both.
Yeah,
it's probably both. But the point is, we can't stop the progress of humanity because the temperature of the Earth is going to go up a little bit. We have to adapt. I mean, what we do is harness the productivity and the genius of man to adapt to a changing climate so that we can live in it.
So I want you to hear, so the big question is, of course, is Governor DeSantis a big critic of the president and vice versa? The president, a huge critic of the governor, especially when it comes to this immigration stuff. He was asked that about how they're coordinating between the federal government and the Republican governor. Cut to.
How would you describe your relationship and your conversation with Governor DeSantis?
It's totally irrelevant, but I'll answer it, okay? In fact, very fine. He complimented me. He thanked me for the immediate response we had. He told me how much he appreciated it, said he was extremely happy with what was going on. This is not about whether or anything having to do with our disagreements politically. This is about saving people's lives, homes, and businesses. That's what this is about. And so I've talked to him four or five times already. And it's not a matter of my disagreements with him on other items.
So it would be nice of him to say, and I think he's doing a good job in Florida. It sounded almost Donald Trump-esque. Hey, this guy liked me. He seems to like me. I was amazed by that soundbite.
Yeah, and contrast it with DeSantis, who said he's the president doing a great job on this and praised him for his emergency declaration and all the rest of it. But I'll tell you, the contrast really for me is not between DeSantis and Biden. It's between DeSantis and Trump. So DeSantis is just as much of a great counterpuncher as Donald Trump ever was. You know, from the Disney stuff to the claims of migrants going to Martha's Vineyard and all the rest of it, he's got all the great populist instincts and relishes taking it to the left. But he also has a switch where he can turn it off and be presidential. And that's what we're seeing right now in Florida, where, you know, the briefings that he's having, he's all business. He's briefing people on, you know, the strength of the storm, where to find shelter, how to find shelter, all deployments of the National Guard, deployments of linemen to fix power at that. It's all business. It's all he's like the model of a commander in chief in charge in a crisis right now. And if Donald Trump had done that during his COVID briefings, he'd still be president today. That is the fundamental difference between the two men, is that Donald Trump didn't have that off switch. The COVID briefings, he started out with like 50.6% in March in public support for his handling of COVID, and it just plummeted because in a time of crisis, Trump went out and he had fights with reporters, and he complained about unappreciative governors, and he stream of consciousness about bleach and all the rest of it, and it just alienated so many Americans because Americans are tuning in a crisis. And they want what do they want? They want someone who's saying, we're on top of this. Here's what your government is doing. Here's what you need to know. I'm going to give you an honest assessment of what's happening. And that's what DeSantis is doing. And Trump couldn't do that. And that's the fundamental difference between the two. With DeSantis, you get everything you like about Trump in terms of the populism, in terms of the pugnaciousness, in terms of the great conservative reform policies. I mean, he's been a fundamentally great conservative reformer as governor of Florida. But you also get the ability to be presidential when your state or if he goes to higher office, when your country needs it.
I like the analogy does work in some respects, but the challenge that Trump had was he had a government that was kind of against him. You know, Fauci, Dr. Birx, they just dismissed him. Number two, he did have hostile press. If DeSantis went to the press and they were saying stuff about Venezuelans and you're not taking care of this low income, you're not serving the low income constituents and you're only going for if they started challenging him, I think you would see a pugnaciousness back again where people might be saying you should stay with the crisis. I think that Trump had a very hostile press at all times that never cut him a break. Do you agree with that?
There's probably some truth to that, but I think also DeSantis would handle it differently. I think DeSantis would say, why are you asking that question right now? We got people whose lives are at stake. I'm trying to lead this country or the state through a crisis. I'm trying to get resources that I don't have time for your politics. I don't have time for you to ask your questions. He wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't call him a cutie pie or like attack him the way that Trump did. I just think that there's a time to counterpunch and there's a time not to take the bait. And Trump couldn't tell the difference. That's fundamentally why I think he lost the election. I think that, you know, I've told you this before, but, you know, before the election, Gallup poll, 56% of Americans said that they were better off now than they were 4 years ago, which has never happened in the history of the Gallup poll, and he still lost. It was because of this stuff. It was because people looked at that. They looked at the COVID briefings. They looked at the first debate. And they're like, I'm done with this. I'm done with it. I don't want this chaos, right? And so you have he's probably one of the greatest conservative presidents of my lifetime. What he did in office is almost without parallel, from the Abraham Accords to the Operation Warp Speed. I could spend an entire hour on the air with you talking about his accomplishments in office and what he did. But people, at some point, his behavior in office made people not care about those things. Not his base, but like the swing voters who you need. And DeSantis seems to be somebody who can walk and chew gum at the same time, who can do all those good things, who can fight back when the time is right, but also know when it's time to take a step back and not take the bait and not punch back.
Pretty accurate. I'm truly hard to challenge that. I think it's pretty much on
target. I mean, think about Muhammad Ali. Have you ever watched a Muhammad Ali fight where this guy's throwing the punches at him and he's just ducking and weaving and not punching back? Like, Trump could never do that. There's a time to land the blow, and there's a time to duck and weave. And that's the fundamental difference between the two.
Well, I'll take the analogy a little further, and that is the rope-a-dope. Sometimes you got to take the blows, but actually Trump will never take a blow that's not unanswered, which I'm not sure you can be critical of that. Let's talk about Admiral Stavridis and what he said. I don't know if you've known this. In the last hour, it looks as though Vladimir Putin has annexed four areas of Ukraine. He is losing this war. His call up of 300,000 people has caused an exodus from his country, the likes of which I've never seen before. I want you to hear what the Admiral Stavridis said, and I want to get your take. Cut 30.
Oh, I think it's quite significant in the sense that reliable reports, Jonathan, say 200,000, 300,000, maybe more Russian men of military age, which, by the way, is pretty elastic in Russia, they'd be willing to take old grizzled Admiral Stavridis to go to the front lines at this point. That's how desperate they are. So bottom line, this does not augur well for his efforts. And I'll conclude with this. That kind of outflow of your personnel is not only a loss of manpower and productivity, it's a huge brain drain. These are going to be the smart people, the ones who access the internet, who understand what's going on. They're not going back to Russia.
Not going back to Russia. The fight's not over. He's going to say this is part of Russia. If you attack it, you've attacked the country. What changes after this annexation?
Nothing. I mean, no one's going to recognize it. It's a violation of UN charter. It's a violation of all international law. No one's going to recognize it. No one considers this Russian territory. No one's going to accept it. And this is just the flailing of a failing leader. Stavridis is 100% right. And look, this is what we need. What my biggest fear right now is that the Ukrainians have Putin on the run. He's lost probably half of his military capability in terms of his actual physical armor and weapons and all the rest of it. He's to the point where he's actually getting artillery from North Korea and drones from Iran, which are not working, by the way, which is how desperate he is. He's lost so many men that he's having to do a mobilization, and they're literally sending people. You've seen these videos on Instagram and other places where there's soldiers who, like, I got called up, I got deployed, I got no training, and I'm here in Kherson. He's just sending, like, literally meat into a meat grinder with people with no training, don't know what they're doing, no motivation. He's losing. And so the question for us is, how we now need to take the gloves off. And by that I mean we need to give the Ukrainians everything they're asking for and help them drive Putin out of all the territory that he's unlawfully taken, including these provinces, including Crimea. and drive him out. It'll be a devastating defeat. He's not going to use nuclear weapons because he knows if he uses a tactical nuke, one, it could blow back on his own country, and that'll be the end of him. And number two, the West will come in and start engaging direct militarily in terms of airstrikes and other and destroy him. And he's not going to use a strategic weapon because Russia, that'll be the end of Russia. So we've got to stop worrying. The biggest problem Biden has is he's constantly worried about provoking Putin. Who cares? Defeat him. Then the Ukrainians right now, it's the best thing possibly could happen to us. They are literally destroying the Russian military for us without us having to risk a single American life. All we got to do is give them the weapons to do it. They're willing to take it. And we should do it until every single Russian soldier is out of every single inch of Ukrainian territory.
We watched in Georgia and we said that, well, Chakavili was just too vociferous and challenging, and we could not believe he went into Georgia and stayed. We could not believe he took Crimea, says he'll never be able to hold, and he stayed. Then he invades Ukraine. This has to be where the rubber hits the road. You are stopping generations of Americans from fighting him later if we could stop him right now. I know you believe that, Mark.
100%.
Yeah, Mark. 100%. Mark Thiessen, thanks so much. And your column expands on what you just said here. Unlike Trump, DeSantis is showing a populist. Can be a presidential in a crisis. Mark Thiessen, thank you.
Thanks, Brian. Take care.
All right. When we come back, your calls, 1-866-408-7669, and we'll bring you the latest from a press conference still taking place right now in Florida. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
And paid for by OpenChart Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown the chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call us immediately because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-459-3919. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call us now, 800-459-3919. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-459-3919. That's 800-459-3919. Again, 800-459-3919.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Are you seeing the telomeres here? Come here, look at the scope.
Dr. Ocasio's lab startup just discovered a gene therapy breakthrough.
The cells have already doubled.
He needs a fleet of research assistants before this breakthrough breaks them.
We need lab techs, research assistants.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A hero UPS driver from Iowa who saved two dogs makes today's Dean's List. Colin Mitchell was dropping off a package at the home of Jeff and Rebecca Mara, and as he was walking back to his truck, he noticed two dogs swimming in the pool without supervision. He says it didn't feel right to leave them, so he knocked on the door, but didn't get any response. Walking over to the pool, he saw one of the dogs hanging onto the side while the other one was trying to float on a solar cover. He immediately ran to the backyard and tried to save them. Colin got both dogs out of the pool and secured them. The next day, he stopped by the house to check on the dogs. The owners, having found out what Colin did, were shocked and thankful. Jeff says if it weren't for him, they wouldn't have any of their dogs today, no question. And Rebecca called him a hero. Colin Mitchell, thank you for saving those precious lives. You are a hero. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Legendary tennis champion Arthur Ashe was the first African-American player to compete professionally in tennis. In leading UCLA to the NCAA title in 1965, he created a tennis program for inner cities in 1968 and was the USLTA amateur champ and won the first U.S. Open at Forest Hills, being ranked co-number one with Rod Laver in that year.
This is still one of the Grand Slam titles, and now Muscles is the only player to win the Grand Slam this year. After a day of rest yesterday, he was pretty tough today, and I look forward to playing him again because for this year we're all square. I think I beat him about a month and a half ago in Detroit under poor lights. So here's hoping we meet in the final of Forest Hills on my turf. So I'll see you in September.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with writer-director April Wright of Back to the Drive-In, a new documentary visiting 11 family-owned drive-ins across the country for a look at how they've struggled to keep business going since the pandemic.
My very first documentary I ever made was about drive-ins. I actually got contacted by a lot of press and media to talk about drive-ins and this whole renaissance that was going on and how they were so popular and everybody was going to drive-ins because it was the only place that wasn't closed down for a while. And I just knew behind the scenes that they weren't doing as well as people thought.
Wright found they shared similar experiences from the past couple years.
They all felt a little bit of a boost during COVID, but as we were coming out of it, they were all having all the things we were hearing about, supply chain shortages and a hard time getting employees.
So the film also explores unique ways these drive-ins are bringing customers in now.
Trying bands before the movie so that there's more entertainment during the daylight before it gets dark.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're just still watching the press conference going on. Now the number of casualties, sadly, has gone up to 21. Remember, the sheriff told us yesterday, not us, but told us and then confirmed it to Marco Rubio, who related to me on Fox and Friends, that they think hundreds. And we did get a confirmation from another lawmaker that they've seen bodies. So they have not been able to get to a great a number of areas, but right now the fatalities are at 21, and they're continuing to update us on what goes on. They have found human remains, also sadly and ugly. They've actually unearthed bodies from cemeteries. That's how saturated this ground is. Ugly scene in Florida. We're all over it. Brian Kilmeade Show. When we come back, we're going to be joined by John Levine and talk about where we're heading politically with all these other things breaking before November 8th.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Albee. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 844-7199.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
As in all of our first responders, they are always on call. She's there for a reason. No matter what the reason was, she should not have been murdered in this fashion. This is a painful time for everyone. I served with the EMS as a police officer. I know what they do every day. Every day they do their job. In a manner in which many of us don't realize how dangerous it is. She was working for this city. She paid the ultimate sacrifice.
But she paid the ultimate sacrifice for absolutely no reason. I mean, it wasn't like she was running into a building like 9/11, which she actually did, ran into a building for 9/11. You're talking about somebody who was going to retire in 6 months. You're talking about somebody that was killed on the front page of the New York Post today. That was killed, And, you know, everyone's talking about what's going on in with these natural disasters and the hurricanes and how many states are going to be hit. Well, that's what happens. Hurricanes happen. This woman, Allison Russo I-League, is an asset to this community, to this country. She served almost 25 years in the FDNY EMS. She became a lieutenant. And one day, yesterday, 2:30 in the afternoon, she gets fatally stabbed because some lunatic, we only know he's 34 years old, and the people that knew him says he's absolutely out of his mind and violent, decides he wants to stab her to death. So her life's ended. So many people that know his life is ruined. She doesn't get a chance to enjoy retirement. And we have another random act of violence. John Levine sees all the horror as a New York Post writer and talks about how this crime is totally out of control. John, these are random acts of violence like I've not seen in this city before. Have you?
Well, I haven't seen it. I haven't lived through it. But I've heard the stories of the 80s and the early 90s. And, if you talk to a lot of people, it looks clearer and clearer that we're heading in that direction more and more.
We have a former NYPD captain who became mayor. We never see the police commissioner. I don't know where she is. She might be great. She's got to start speaking and taking control and showing some outrage and getting on the street, doing something. But this guy keeps bragging that he's going to get crime under control, that shootings are down. Have you seen what's going on? Everything else is up.
It's like you can't even keep track. Every single day, someone is shot in the face. Somebody is stabbed. Some junkie is shooting up heroin in the middle of the street in broad daylight. Parts of the Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn are like war zones now. And nothing is getting done. It's just bodies are piling up. And, I do have to say a little bit out of the mayor's hands. A lot of these people are psychos who should be, incarcerated. And they've got dozens of priors, but we can't lock them up because of the bail reform law that came out of Albany. And you've also got district attorneys like Alvin Bragg in New York that just won't do their jobs. So even if you do arrest people, the charges get downgraded and they find ways to just release them back out onto the street.
And just to build on what you're saying, you're right. He did go up to Albany and he did lobby lawmakers and they laughed him right out of the city. They said, don't come back again. So you know what I would do? This guy loves the camera. He loves the microphone. Every day, I want to name the following lawmakers that told me that bail reform and no cash bail stays. This guy would have been in jail. That woman would have been alive. This guy would have been in jail. This woman would have been alive.
Right.
And roll it down. And that's what you do if you want to get results, not worry about your political fortune. And I understand the frustration there. And the other thing that's happening is people don't want to be cops because of qualified immunity. They're not backed. They're not paid. And they're not allowed to do their job. And they get the sense that this commissioner and this mayor has their back. They worry that they don't have their back, and they know what happens when that happens.
I mean, at least with the last mayor, they didn't have their back. And, it's terrible. Everyone's, defund the police until it's in your neighborhood, until it happens to you. And, you have these people that go out every single day and risk their lives, and you have these violent, psycho people in New York City. I don't think your listeners outside of New York City really appreciate some of the characters we have here. And these people, put their lives at risk every single day to keep the criminal elements away from people. And when they arrest someone, they've got, I've seen arrests in New York City. If you live in New York City, you'll see arrests. And immediately, everyone in this vicinity will take out their phone and start filming. So this a live arrest is going down, and 25 people suddenly are like, Christiane Amanpour, and the phone is out. And it's like, what are you doing? What's the meaning of this officer? And they can't do their jobs at all. And then, God forbid, anyone breaks a nail, you have like Al Sharpton leading a protest outside the precinct. It's a terrible situation. And you know that you never can be certain that leadership will defend you, ever, unfortunately, in our current climate.
So right now, if you look at the recent polls, I think that Lee Zeldin's getting closer and closer to what he needs to be successful, and that's between 30 and 35% of the city vote. And a lot of it is tough on crime. I know he's got about 25 law enforcement unions that have supported him. You write a story that Lee Zeldin, if elected, may declare a crime emergency. He's got to be able to work with Democrats. We saw what happened when Governor Schwarzenegger walked in there and tried to be a Republican. That didn't happen. People think he failed, but he really had no choice. So what are you seeing with Zeldin that might give people hope that care about law and order and less about party and politics?
Well, as you said, Zeldin needs about 30% of the city to win. I would say even a little bit more than that. You know, he's going to obviously dominate upstate, but nobody really lives upstate. Republicans got to win 30% of the city. Curtis Sliwa was unable to do this in his run for mayor. So it's a very, very tall order. And as for the crime emergency, you know, even if he wins, you're still going to deal with probably a major Democratic majority in the state assembly. He thinks he's going to be able to get the bail reform law repealed through the legislative process. But I have doubts about that because, you know, I know some of these jokers up there, and they're not – they'll be like, I'm going to go into their districts. I don't know that that's going to matter, some of these guys. But it depends on what the final numbers shake out. But the suspending it through a crime emergency is a much more novel approach. It's something that is a little – it's a little more legally exotic. And as he pointed out to me, it's not his preferred option because then the next governor can just undo it. You know, he wants a clean repeal, but that's a very tall order, even if he wins, you know.
Right. I was very curious. I say one of his weaknesses, they say name recognition. So you could actually change that. I mean, five events a day from New York One to WABC TV. Don't walk away from one camera. Demand people right. have attention. Make sure you show up at every crime scene. And don't leave anything in the tank. Because I think that could catastrophic pay-for-play, which Governor Hochul did, where 4 days before giving a $637 million no-bid contract to a donor, she is the beneficiary of a huge cash infusion to her campaign. 4 days later, $637 million, and we have to pay for rapid tests with our taxpayer dollars that are twice as much as California's. Then we find out his daughter, her son or daughter, ends up working for the donor. I mean, this is in your face.
All of Albany's for sale.
What's going on?
Well documented.
So,
you know, I think she showed up. She didn't have an independent power base like Cuomo, and she's trying to sort of find her footing, and she's much more susceptible to big donor pressure than someone like Cuomo would have been because, you know, Cuomo was, you know, he was like a mob boss. He wouldn't have to sort of behave that way. Obviously, he did other things, but it's just because of probably her youth and inexperience in the job.
John Levine, our guest, he's usually on talking about Hunter. I want to bring you to the FBI. We know there's a sense in the FBI with about a dozen whistleblowers coming forward that if you're a Republican or conservative and don't want to do what Democrats want you to do, you're going to be marginalized or fired. So that's why they're blowing the whistle. Jim Jordan talked about that with Sean Hannity last night because now there's retribution on those coming forward, which, by the way, is against the law. Cut 26.
We talked about the 14 whistleblowers, FBI agents who've come to our office. The very next day, Merrick Garland sends that memo out saying, here are the rules if you're going to speak to Congress. It was a memo designed to chill the speech of brave whistleblowers who want to come forward and tell us the truth. We also know that some of those whistleblowers have had their security clearance revoked, which is always the first step in terminating someone at the FBI. And now we think there's been specific retaliation against a whistleblower who's been suspended. And this is one of the very first whistleblowers we had who's been suspended. He came to us back last fall with the school board's issue when we learned that memorandum that came from Attorney General Garland designed to say we're going to use the counterterrorism measures against moms and dads. And 20-some parents were investigated by the FBI for simply showing up at a school board meeting.
We got a very lauded, well-respected bureau here in New York City. But is there a sense of, should there be a sense of concern in this country for an FBI that's politically driven?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't stress enough how important the whistleblower process is. Like, the reason we had Edward Snowden and the reason Snowden was so bad was because he gave information away. He went to journalists. He didn't go through the official channels, the whistleblower process. So I love whistleblowers. That's the legal way to get information out, you know, that's if the government's doing something wrong internally and you want to blow the whistleblower. If you undermine that process, you're going to end up with a lot more illegal leaks, things like Snowden, which is just – it's not how we should do things. And it's obvious that a lot of stuff within the DOJ and the FBI has been politicized, and it should and probably will form part of the Republican House investigation into these matters should they retake the House in the midterm election.
Very interesting. They got to solve this, and these guys got to come forward. And it will be very interesting to see these FBI agents come in front and see if there's retaliation there once they go public. Some have refused to do the Mar-a-Lago raid, and they got suspended for refusing to do it because obviously there'll be a political price to pay. It was not in the FBI's interest for Christopher Wray to green light the DOJ sending the FBI into Mar-a-Lago. They're trying to rehab their image and not be a political organization. And the DOJ says, I need you to raid the President Trump's place. And if you realize there's got to be a better way because the fallout cannot be worth what they've gotten. And that's pretty much where we stand if you're looking at the big picture. You also point out a couple other things, and that is that President Biden and President Trump, they could have a rematch, although that does look unlikely from the Biden side. Stunningly, according to the latest poll, Biden still edges out Trump, but it's basically a dead heat.
Yeah, it was an Emerson poll, 44 Biden, 43 Trump, a very decisive block that was undecided. If they ran against each other again, it would certainly be a very interesting race, a very old race. Trump is not a spring chicken anymore either, we have to remember. I think he'd be 76, Biden would be past 80. As far as I see it, Biden says he's running. I mean, I know that a lot of people are talking, but Biden has not said he's not running. And as far as Biden land is concerned, he is still running. And, you know, Trump has obviously raised tens of millions of dollars for a potential rematch. And he has
$100 million.
$100 million. He has an operation that he can flip on, and he has the cash ready to go. So if he wants to launch a campaign, we have a decent chance of a Trump-Biden rematch, would be a very old race.
Well, you got the Georgia investigation, now you have the Mar-a-Lago investigation, and now you have the Attorney General of New York. She says this, she plans to put the Trumps on trial in 2023. This is the most transparent political push just to hurt an organization for political reasons and for political gain that I've seen in my life. And I watched other channels look at this and say, yeah, this is a little rich with adjectives.
I what's crazy is that she's trying to get him on the exaggerated claims, which, first of all, I mean, you're from New York, where we live here. Like, Trump's been exaggerating claims his whole life. Like, and everyone knows that. I remember I'm worth $10 billion. You know, everyone, to get him on that is incredible stuff. And by the way, I have to ask you, if he's guilty of this thing he was doing that we all knew he was doing for decades, how come it wasn't a crime then? Why is it now suddenly a crime only after he becomes a president that's very unpopular with New York City voters?
And I think it's going to blow up on the Attorney General because we're all seeing it. I watched other channels say, yeah, I really can't see anything here. And Jonathan Turley and Andrew McCarthy, who's been very critical in McCarthy's case of the Mar-a-Lago raid, why he took the documents. When it comes to this, he says, this is unbelievable. By the way, don't the banks have a say? There's nobody's been hurt. The banks are complaining because they got paid back. The properties are in great shape. There is no plaintiff. There's just politics.
Right. It's just, this is show me the man, show you the crime. This is like, you know, Kazakhstan stuff.
Right. And they're going to come after the Levine fortune next. Do you fear that, John?
The Levine fortune?
Yes.
Who's the Levine fortune?
No, I'm talking about your money.
Oh, me? The 87,000 IRS agents. Yeah,
yes.
I'm excited for that. And if you think that's only going to be millionaires and billionaires, I have a farm on Fifth Avenue to sell you.
Right. They're going to come for you and your compound, believe me.
Oh, yeah. That's all coming.
Right. Because the New York Post pays you a ton.
I was going to say, the Levine fortune, what are you talking about? As a journalist, I've taken the vow of poverty.
Right. No, the Post pays you enough that you don't really have to work. You probably send out stringers to do your work.
That's true, yes. The Post is a fabulous employer.
Thank you.
I was just teasing.
And you never know when they're listening. John, thanks so much. Great to hear from you. Appreciate it.
All right.
1-866-408-7669. When we come back, I'll take your calls and find out what else is happening. Also, the press conference with Governor DeSantis just wrapped. We'll give you the latest.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
At paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation, 800-816-9499. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-816-9499. That's 800-816-9499. Again, 800-816-9499.
From tailgate parties to busy weeknights, the flavor experts at Omaha Steaks made it easy to savor all of fall's flavors with mouth-watering assortments of perfectly aged steaks, ultra-juicy burgers, and easy, ready-in-a-flash comfort meals. Right now, shop their semi-annual sale and get 50% off site-wide. Use promo code SIZZLE at checkout for an additional $30 off of your order. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com, code SIZZLE at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code SIZZLE. Minimum order may be required.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Soaring rents have made it challenging to find a new place, but there are things you can do to make the process easier. Start by deciding what your priorities are and what you can afford. Zumper's Rent Affordability Calculator can help you out and estimate how much you can pay monthly according to your location, monthly income, and expenses. Apartment search websites like Apartments.com, Rent.com, and Zillow, among others, can help curate your search. Another option is to use a broker. Some called no-fee brokers charge the leasing management company rather than having you pick up the tab. And do your research and take your time, but not too much time. It's important to make an informed decision, but in a competitive market, that might be hard. And try to visit the place in person, see what's around the neighborhood, what traffic is like, and whether the appliances work. And know your state's tenant rights by checking out the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's tenant rights website. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Anna Friel of Fox's new series, Monarch, who we caught up with at a Soho pop-up shop celebrating the series premiere. She shared her preparation to play the role of a country music star in this country music dynasty family.
I started with the accent, and I listened to lots and lots of country music, and I learned as I went along. And every time we had guest stars, they were incredibly open to ask them any questions.
There's music every episode, original and covers, which was an exciting experience as an artist.
Well, it was sometimes like doing three shows in one because you'd be in the studio recording the song and then you'd have to perform it and then you'd have all the scenes, so different compartments for all of it. So you just had to juggle quite a lot.
She shared the original songs were especially meaningful.
I loved the original music because they were written to go with our characters. In episode 10, I've got a duet with Trace, which is one of the highlights of my 30-year career.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Kilmeade.
Everything we've gone through, the Trump presidency, the pandemic, just the journey of, you know, the more pandemic. And I realized that after the 7 years, my time is up. But in the most beautiful way, honestly, I I've loved hosting the show. It's been one of my greatest challenges. It's been one of my greatest joys. I've loved trying to figure out how to make people laugh, even when the stories are particularly the worst days. You know, we've laughed together, we've cried together. But after 7 years, I feel like it's time.
What do we think about that?
About Trevor Noah leaving The Daily Show? I think you're very happy about it. I mean, I think they haven't really been doing much at all. I mean, my question is...
They're not a factor.
No.
Jon Stewart was a factor. He hated Fox. We ran our clips. He would often call out the other side when they weren't left enough.
Yeah.
But he'd be interesting and funny and creative. I can't get through one of his shows.
No, I know. It's gotten way too political. He would have some funny jokes when it would be like a non-political story, but it's not even worth watching anymore.
You know what's going to happen?
Are they going to stop The Daily Show?
Nope. John Oliver.
Goes back?
John Oliver is the closest thing to Jon Stewart.
But he has a pretty good deal at HBO, no?
Well, couldn't you do both? I mean, he only does one day a week.
I know, but I'm pretty sure HBO probably pays him handsomely for that.
Well, who owns... Viacom owns Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if... between everybody buying everyone, I don't even know who... Are they together? One is Time Warner.
I don't believe they are. But at the same time, too, John Oliver is so smart in all that he puts together. To do that every night is also a huge lift.
Well, just do what Jon Stewart did. I mean, for the longest time, I think that John Oliver probably would... I don't know. But, I mean, listen, they're all going to feast on Fox. So let them work it out. But no one's going to touch Gutfeld.
Stock market traders, is inflation hurting you? Have you adjusted your trading strategies to account for it? Vantage Point can help you beat inflation with patented artificial intelligence. Text MONEY to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's AI can give you a massive edge and help you get ahead of inflation. Text MONEY to 813-813 and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813. Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Dust off your leader hose in for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Dust off your lederhosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Paramedics and volunteers with a group that rescues people after natural disasters went door to door Saturday on Florida's devastated Pine Island, offering to evacuate residents who spoke of the terror of riding out Hurricane Ian in flooded homes and howling winds. The largest island off Florida's coast, Pine Island, has been largely cut off from the outside world. Correspondent Bobby Kane at Calvin says some people are trying to use any available watercraft to reach those stranded.
We have heard of so many people who are using jet skis or paddle boards, anything they can get a hold of to try and reach friends, families, and even total strangers to try and get them back onto dry land.
In the wake of Ian's devastation, Town Hall News and our companion network, SRN News, is partnering with the Christian nonprofit relief agency Food for the Poor to send emergency supplies to victims in Florida and the Carolinas. More information available at srnnews.com. Venezuela and the United States have exchanged prisoners.
Venezuela's government has freed seven Americans imprisoned in the South American country in exchange for the release of two nephews of President Nicolas Maduro's wife, who had been jailed for years by the U.S. on drug smuggling convictions. This all according to a senior U.S. official. The swap of the Americans is the largest trade of detained citizens that the Biden administration has ever carried out, and it amounts to a rare gesture of goodwill by Maduro as he looks to rebuild relations with the U.S. It also follows months of secretive talks, including repeated visits to Venezuela over the last year by Washington's top hostage negotiator. I'm Shelley Adler.
Panic in an Indonesian soccer match after police fired tear gas to stop brawls left 129 people dead. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the three-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
U.S. regulators have unveiled their plan to allow foreign baby formula manufacturers to stay on the market long term.
It's an effort to diversify the nation's tightly concentrated industry and prevent future shortages. The U.S. has been forced to turn to foreign manufacturers to boost formula supply since February, when FDA inspectors temporarily shuttered the nation's largest domestic formula factory due to bacterial contamination. John Scott reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom's called on state regulators to relax rules on oil refineries in an effort to lower climbing oil prices. AAA says the average cost of gas in California was $6.30 Saturday, national average about $3.80. Oil refineries have to produce a specific blend of gas in the summer months that is designed to lower pollutants. Newsom wants to allow them to switch to the cheaper winter blend earlier than normal. Townhall.com. The family of country music legend Naomi Judd reflecting on her legacy ahead of a major tour.
Daughters Wynonna and Ashley Judd remember their mother as a beautiful, talented, and very complex woman who had highs and lows and was very honest about her journey with mental health issues. Both say their mother used to speak about her mental illness and was also a tireless supporter of animal rescue. Jason Weiger reporting.
The head of the Nevada's Department of Corrections has resigned at the request of the governor. Six other officers have been placed on administrative leave after an inmate escaped from a medium-security prison outside Las Vegas September 23rd, and nobody noticed for 4 days. Finally, a tip led to the capture at a transit center in Las Vegas this past Wednesday night. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Fox News headquarters in New York City.
I admire so much your work ethic and your enthusiasm and your commitment to ideas.
The most approachable radio host in America.
Brian Kilmeade sent me a signed book, and I'm not a fan.
I have had a crush on you. You know this for a very long time.
Now, are you listening to me? Because you're looking at the screen.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of Brian Kilmeade Show at 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. Heard around the country, heard around the world, and all eyes are downtown in or downstate, down country in Florida. Now we'll look out. Georgia, good news. It seems to have missed you. Good news for Mets and Braves fans. They'll be able to play three consequential games to decide the National League East. Mets have a one-game lead Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They thought they would have to play early Friday, probably play now, you know, or maybe at 11 Eastern. And then they would play, take off Saturday and play a day-night doubleheader on Sunday because they thought this hurricane was going to slam it. But now it looks like we're okay. So at least in Georgia, but South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, look out. So let's get to the big three.
Now with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Sponsored by Crunch Fitness. Interested in owning your own business in a growing $30 billion industry? Check out Crunch Fitness at crunch.com.
Number three.
What we're going to see is some kind of horizontal escalation. In other words, instead of using the conventional troops on the ground, which are failing, he will move to a carpet bombing other parts of Ukraine. He could conceivably go to a chemical weapon.
Yeah, he better not. Vladimir Putin just declared four provinces of Ukraine part of Russia. The referendums are a total sham and a hoax, but will the rest of the world go along with it? I hope not, because Ukraine, given some time and some more arms, will win.
Number two.
Having a poll lead in June or July or August is pretty irrelevant. What matters is the final stretch. And races tighten, and that's what we're seeing right now. And it's tightening in favor of Republicans.
Yes, it is. Issues are going their way. 2022, issues tracking Republicans' way, as we just mentioned, like immigration, like crime, like the crater economy. I have Americans looking away from Democrats and Joe Biden. Is that going to happen pervasively? Well, let's look at the trends and the individual races.
Number one.
This could be the deadliest hurricane in Florida's history. The numbers are still unclear, but we're hearing early reports of what may be substantial loss of life.
President Biden weighing in. Hurricane Ian, historic and enduring. We'll look at the damage that's already been done. Estimated to be about $40 million. Fatalities have risen to 21. Let's bring in Geraldo Rivera. I mean, every major hurricane, Geraldo has basically covered. Geraldo, you've seen them before. They're all a little bit different. What's so challenging about this one?
I think, Brian, good morning. What happened to Sanibel and the other offshore islands is quite stark and dramatic. I visited Sanibel often in my boat there on the west coast of Florida visiting friends. I don't know if they stuck it out during the storm. I understand now that 200 families on the island of Sanibel did stick it out. Don't know what the fatality rate is. I know the official number is 21. So far, it's going to be higher than that. It always reminds me a couple of things. Number one, covering a hurricane, the drama is in the wind, the trees bending over and so forth. But the damage is also is always the water. And now you have stories which were very reminiscent of Katrina, where people took shelter as the waters rose inexorably in the upper floors of their homes, and then they got trapped up there from the water on the one side and no way out, no way through their roofs. So I suspect that the number of 21 is going to easily double, maybe more than that, God forbid. But it just seems that way, Brian.
Well, it does. And I get the sense the sheriff came out and said hundreds, we believe hundreds, have lost their lives. And everyone said, we didn't hear about one. And then we heard about two. Now we heard about 10. Now we got up to 21. So I think a lot of these areas, with the cell phone towers down, the communication and the – we have to eyeball people. That's what I'm saying. It's almost back to the Stone Age. Eyeball people to find out who's hurt, who's not, and who's alive and who left. This is going to be a longer process. Let me ask you, on that bridge, you know structure. Are you surprised that people didn't forecast this? Are you surprised by the strength of a hurricane that would take it out? In your mind, was it always susceptible to something like this?
It reminds me of the building that collapsed around Lauderdale a year or two ago. And it doesn't matter how well you build them. If you build them on sand, it's going to be, there's like sayings about that, build it on sand. And they built these big bridges. They look sturdy in every regard, well designed, but then they put those pillars in sand. Sand's always shifting, particularly in a storm like this, just digs out from under it. The pilings have nothing to support them, and in turn the bridge collapses, and now you have a modern high-end island that is absolutely cut off and has been ravaged. It's deeply distressing. But can I just say one thing about climate change? I think that people talking about climate change in regard to this hurricane, in my view, just don't know what the hell they're talking about. I remember seasons in Florida where Florida itself got hit by four hurricanes
yes.
in one season. I remember Hurricane Andrew, 92, south of Miami, and how the winds were so intense that they scoured the whole community and then the water came in. It's, how they can with the... Such confidence attributed to global warming or climate change is, to me, the height of recklessness and irresponsibility.
Here's Don Lemon doing exactly that, Cut 12.
The science shows what the science shows. It's undeniable what is happening. But listen, let's talk about the storm surge. Really, what I was trying to explain this is just a phenomenon of the intensifying storms
right.
over the years, what it is. Not trying to say that it's one particular storm we could gauge something. But listen, you get an idea. You've been doing this for a while. I've been covering these for, since I've been in the business for 20 years. I've lived in the Gulf Coast. You see the intensity of the storms increasing, and that's the science definitely shows.
So he's just he's telling that to a meteorologist out in the field.
Really, it seems so bogus. I remember clearly the day the New York Times decided that global warming at that time, it was based on the Al Gore Inconvenient Truth, when the Times decided that climate change was real. And so they took out all of the conditions, all the qualifiers, not sources say, or many in the meteorological business. It just became an absolute truth. Not an inconvenient truth, an absolute truth in the eyes of the mainstream media. And I think, we have weather. We have weather cycles. I believe the world is getting warmer. I believe that human interaction with the climate is affecting at least local weather. But to make priorities based on it, where I think the science is unresolved, maybe unresolvable, I think you've got to have a whole new paradigm, Brian.
So I agree too. It's not automatic. I mean, and the thing is, too, with the whole climate change and the green agenda, jamming it down people's throats before the technology's ready is anti-free market. And I don't mind subsidizing things like, for example, NASA that brings us to the moon. Then we can live off that. I get it. But what we're seeing now and what the president's passed, even though this recession looms or we might be in the middle of it, and we're seeing what's going on with crime in this country and the collapse of the border, for him to make this his agenda when it should not even be a top 10 on his top 10 list, I think is stunning to me. But in terms of going after Governor DeSantis, who's gone out of his way to not say anything bad about Biden and vice versa, that didn't stop your favorite show, The View. Cut 13.
Governor DeSantis says it's all hands on deck to prepare for what's coming, and that includes reaching across the aisle for help.
Isn't it socialism when the government helps you?
But they say, like Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and things like that.
Yeah, the department's got to come. And,
yeah.
And the police, and I mean, socialism.
See, I have a slightly different take on The View. I think that they, from the left, from the progressive side, from the rock and roll socialist side, they do better at it than many of the more legit broadcasts. So they are, I find them entertaining. I don't take it to the bank, obviously. I don't believe a lot of their points of view. I'm a Republican. I believe in enterprise. But I find Joy Behar a delight. I'm glad I'm not married to her.
Wow. I've never heard that. I find Joy Behar a delight. I've never. That's unbelievable to me.
I'm thrown.
She's like a caricature. I think she's got it down pat.
Really?
Unapologetically.
Couple of things. Just real quick, I want you to weigh in on Russia and what he did today. Vladimir Putin in a speech basically annexing a phony vote of four areas of Ukraine. Says that's now part of Russia. They are losing this war. They're losing their citizens. They've lost tens of thousands of people to Finland, Kazakhstan, Mongolia. People are flying out with their last dime and their belongings rather than fighting this war. What happens next?
Well, you know, I found it ironic that you had this this absolutely appallingly illegal annexation of a sovereign country, a part of a sovereign country, Russia glomming onto Ukraine. At the same time, Ukraine is winning back territory on the ground. You know, so here they are. They had this phony plebiscite, even as Ukrainian forces are coming from the north and from the west. And they're going to be reconquering or recapturing their sovereign territory. You know, I think that it is – Putin is very dangerous, and I fear that as he is losing, he's going to get even more dangerous, Brian.
All right. I think it's time to double down and let the Ukrainians win, and then for at least a generation, we will not have to deal with a belligerent Russia. That's my hope. Because
doesn't fall apart. I don't want Russia to fall apart, and then, you know, we deal with a gigantic civil war that inevitably spills over the borders of Russia. I don't want that to happen.
I'm sure they got another guy that wants the job, so we'll see.
I'm sure they have several.
Right, and if I was to pick any American to run Russia, I would pick you. Because I think you can control 140 million people.
I'll take custody of the caviar plant.
Yes, give me the fish eggs. I got to go. All right, thanks so much, Geraldo.
All right, Brian.
Go get him. When we come back, I'll take your calls. Then we're going to be joined by Jimmy Glisow. I don't want him on the show, but Allison booked him and doesn't want to hurt his feelings. He's very sensitive. He's actually going to be headlining all across New York City. Does he have a appearance in the area?
I will look that up and get you.
Or is it just Gutfeld? He's going to be on Gutfeld, right? Is that one of the reasons?
He's going to be in Gutfeld. And the other thing is you're sort of preemptively teasing. We have Kellyanne at 10:34. You read the wrong line.
Ugh.
Sorry.
I'm on the wrong hour.
You're on the wrong hour.
I overripped.
You wanted the show to almost be over.
Right. So no wonder you were scrambling.
That's I dropped the headset, so it was awkward.
Jimmy Glisow, in the last hour of the show, or what a different hour of the show, depending on what hour you take at what time. When we come back, Kellyanne Conway joins me to make sense of this sprint towards November. For those people who thought the red wave is done, I don't see it that way, but does she? She does the polls. She'll be joining us next.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with Dynavite.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. No matter the season, talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Furnished by the American Lung Association.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A man who found his wedding ring almost two decades later makes today's Dean's List. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police in British Columbia, Canada, posted that they were looking for a couple that might live in the area after a resident found a ring while swimming in the river. It read, "The ring is a men's wedding band with the inscription of Noel loves Stephanie," and then a date. Noel Neeson's father-in-law saw the article about the ring on a news site and asked him if it was his. Noel said yes, but the ring was lost 17 years ago during a summer trip with friends. He said they had gone tubing down the channel and was on the way to his car when he realized the ring was gone. It was in nearly perfect condition and arrived just in time for Noel and Stephanie's 20th anniversary. Noel says he never thought he would see it again. To Noel and Stephanie, congratulations on your anniversary and for finding that special wedding band. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. A new study finds walking can help slash your risk of dementia. The research carried out by the Center for Active and Healthy Aging at the University of Southern Denmark finds that walking between 38 and 9800 steps a day can greatly lower your dementia risk. In fact, researchers say 3800 steps alone could lower your chances of getting the disease by 25%. People between the ages of 40 and 79 who took nearly 9900 steps per day were 50% less likely to develop dementia within 7 years. And the largest reduction in dementia risk, 62%, was achieved by people who walked at a very brisk pace of 112 steps per minute for 30 minutes a day. According to the Mayo Clinic, the average American walks 3 to 4,000 steps a day, roughly 1.5 to 2 miles. The study published in JAMA Neurology. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
When Richard Nixon resigned the presidency on August 9, 1974, Vice President Gerald Ford took the oath of office administered by Chief Justice Warren Burger in the East Room of the White House.
Our great republic is a government of laws and not of men. Here, the people rule, but there is a higher power. By whatever name, we honor him, who ordains not only righteousness but love, not only justice but mercy. As we bind up the internal wounds of Watergate, more painful and more poisonous than those of foreign wars, let us restore the golden rule to our political process, and let brotherly love purge our hearts of suspicion and of hate.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Can you tell us what this is and what effect climate change has on this phenomenon?
We can come back and talk about climate change at a later time. I want to focus on the here and now.
What effect does climate change have on this phenomenon that is happening now? Because it seems these storms are intensifying. That's the question.
I don't think you can link climate change to any one event.
Okay. Listen, I grew up there, and these storms are intensifying. Something is causing them to intensify.
He's going to be terrible in the morning. I mean, what you need, Don Lemon's going to the morning. So he's got this agenda. He's still got this radical left-wing agenda. I mean, he sounds like Al Gore and John Kerry just off the hook. He is talking to a meteorologist who's trying to explain to people where the danger is, where the storm surge is going to hit, what everyone should do. And he just wants to say, oh, climate change. Every time there's a storm, it's not climate change. We've never had a settled climate. I mean, if you read about Jamestown, if you read about Valley Forge, all you see of Valley Forge during the Revolutionary War, all these things talk about unbelievable cold, unbelievably the hottest summer ever, the coldest winter ever. Did they write about how unseasonable it was? There were no combustion engines back then. You could debate climate change, but it is a general issue that needs to be attacked in a holistic way. You don't sit there and say every storm is climate change. Oh, they're getting stronger. As was pointed out by Araldo, there was four or five hurricanes in 1 year. That was like 25 years ago. There has been no hurricanes in Florida. How do we know that? There's been about two over the last 10 years. How do we know? Because they can handle it. They almost don't need any federal help. And compared to everybody else, they're a distant second. So I think it's just pretty amazing to see people just try to jam an agenda down your throat. The other shot that we played from Don Lemon, he's in water up to his knees. He's talking to a meteorologist, and he's telling that meteorologist, just sits there the whole time, he's telling the meteorologist about the weather. Now, if you want to tell about the boats that are floating by, the alligators are in the water, the reason sharks have been overflowing, okay. You want to tell people about the garages that are gone, the people that stay behind, that's what you do as a reporter. But if you're going to have a meteorologist on to tell the meteorologist that we're in the middle of this is the result of global warming, that's farcical. He's going to be terrible in the morning. I mean, that's going to be great news for us. Because Anderson Cooper failed in the morning, too. This group failed in the morning as well, is about to fail, too, as Don Lemon goes back to mornings with two women, and he'll try to make it work as he loses his primetime slot. And believe me, he doesn't want to lose his primetime. As great as the mornings are, you kind of want to work 1 hour if you're him. You're used to doing that, maybe two. Then you go to bed when you want. You go out after work. You get up at around 10. You call in around 12. That's a lot different than, my goodness, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I got to take a shower. My goodness, I have to get to work. I got to be on the air for 3 hours, and I got to show personality. Well, he doesn't probably want any part of that. And believe me, with that attitude, he's not going to grow his audience. Because that is not settled science. And please don't fall for that. But the other big news is the Cat 4 hurricanes caused $40 billion worth of damage. The death toll is now up to 21. This morning I knew there was 6 dead in Charlotte County, 1 dead in Volusia County, 5 dead in Lee County. And we know that, too, the first lady of the state, DeSantis, her first name eludes me right now, Casey DeSantis, she was on with us this morning, and she has formed a private fund, and they've got a couple of $1 million already. Why are private funds necessary? Because you have a criteria, you make sure your tax guy takes a look at it, your accountants understand it. You put up the criteria, you set up in a website, so when people come back and they only have the clothes on their back and no money for a hotel or meals, you could turn that around quicker. So she started that. FEMA is already in action, and the water's beginning to recede. In Jacksonville, in St. Augustine, in some of those surrounding counties. Orlando got hit very hard, but Disney's going to open up tomorrow. So things are going to be – it's going to be a long time to see Fort Myers stand up again. I mean, that looks like it was absolutely bombed. 2.7 million without power, though it was pretty encouraging that 450,000 got their power back. Why? A lot of it has to do with they spent the last few years investing in burying the lines so they don't go down. And according to one of these women with Duke Power, she said that they've lost very few power stations, which certainly helps. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Kellyanne Conway inside the 2022 election.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
It's time for the Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. It's the return of beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the celebration of our people's culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. For information, call 242-4558 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other sponsors.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Under the laws that govern these kind of natural disasters, FEMA, the federal government, relates to the governor, and the governor relates to all the locals. Before this event occurred, President Biden called the mayors of several large cities, Tampa, Orlando, and so forth, directly, long before, several days before, he called Governor DeSantis. I thought that was an unnecessary stab at the governor. The governor, fortunately, did not rise to the bait. He went out, was very appreciative of President Biden's call, complimented FEMA on the work that they were doing in preparation for the event. But it was a sign that even, you know, in an inappropriate way, President Biden should have had better sense than to say, you know what, before I talk to the mayors, I really ought to talk to the guy that I'm supposed to be talking to, the governor, and making certain that he has all that he needs, because he's the guy who's supposed to be in touch with the mayors and the county leaders.
That is called Rove weighing in on just the unfolding events, the tragedy that is that Hurricane Ian that has just grinded up Fort Myers and some other cities in Florida and now heading to South Carolina. What about that? What about being politically correct? And is he being showing true leadership in avoiding for 4 or 5 days even speaking to Governor DeSantis? Although I just got a report that they just spoke again. Joining us now is Kellyanne Conway. Kellyanne, you've seen a Republican presidents, Democratic presidents during times of bombings and natural disaster events. Does Karl Rove have a point?
He has a great point, Brian, and unfortunately he had to make the point because we have such a petty political president in Joe Biden. It's so disappointing, especially because he called himself a unifier. Look, natural disasters, emergency relief knows no politics. It should be a nonpartisan engagement, and I worked in the Trump-Pence administration, was on the ground with President Trump and the First Lady many times after hurricanes, fires, natural disasters. One time I went to Florida with Vice President Pence, the second lady, Karen Pence, after they had a Cat 5 up near Tyndall Air Force Base. We went there. We were with then Governor Rick Scott. We were with then Congressman and Republican nominee for Governor Ron DeSantis. But we met with so many first responders, mayors, citizens, people, residents. We don't walk around asking them their political party. Did you vote for us? How could you just help? You just get in there and you help. And, you know, that the mayor of San Juan that time politicized everything. You have a president of the United States now. Your job as a president of the United States is to make sure that you prepare and that you coordinate all hands on deck the resources that are available to people who are suffering. And we see them suffering. It is no time for people in positions of authority and power who can actually help the people to be doing anything but exactly that.
I want you to hear what President Biden said a couple of days ago. I just thought this was totally unnecessary, cut nine. And by the way, Kellyanne Conway's got a great book out, brings us inside those 4 years, especially at the White House. Here's the deal. Listen to President Biden. This is totally out of nowhere, cut nine.
Mr. Forgive me, I want to add one more warning. That's warning to the oil and gas industry executives. Do not, let me repeat, do not use this as an excuse to raise gasoline prices or gouge the American people.
What is the? Are you? They're bad guys again. You're trying to destroy the whole industry. Demand that you refine more, deplete our strategic reserves, and then vilify them again for no reason.
There's absolutely no reason except he's trying to score political points with the climate activists. Look what the Inflation Reduction Act provided just for climate. Inflation Reduction Act, we know, Brian, it doesn't reduce inflation, doesn't do what it says. All those investments in climate, he's also afraid that he's not in touch with young people, that he's going to be challenged by some of the younger crowd, like a Pete Buttigieg for president. Who cares about all of that? Here's a president of the United States, commander-in-chief, decimating and denigrating, castigating an entire industry that is responsible for billions of dollars in income, in wealth generation for many people in many communities, and employs tens of thousands, if not more, people across this country. So this is the same guy who killed the Keystone Pipeline on day one and the 42,000 jobs that were estimated to go with it, killed our energy independence. We were a net exporter of natural gas and oil. Folks, that's not a coincidence. That's called causation. You pass the right policies, that's what you get. You unravel those policies because of spite, not even ideological difference, Brian, because of spite, and this is where we are. But for him to say, let me warn you one more time, and then be flown around on Air Force One. Do you know what he did for Earth Day in 2022? He flew from Washington, D.C. to Washington State. Now, what was that carbon footprint to go talk about Earth Day? He went to vote. It's supposed to be so easy to vote and hard to cheat. So easy to vote and hard to cheat. He took a whole entourage and flew to Delaware, Brian, to vote a couple weeks ago. So this is part and parcel of the entire Democratic ethos right now, which is don't believe what you see, believe what I say. And people know what they see. And they see a president who's constantly picking winners and losers, whether it's the student loan off $420 billion to tell the welders and carpenters and hairdressers and pipe fitters of the world you should pay for the lawyers, doctors, and business owners, businessmen? No. And now this, telling the oil and gas people, quote, warning them that he's going to go after them. He's a bully.
Kellyanne Conway, you recognize your voice joining us now. A couple of things. You know, there are things that you plan for and there's strategies that you implement and you do for a living. And there's sometimes things that happen that tack to you or away from you. It looks like between the economy, between the sudden awakening we have at the broken border and the border wars that are taking place, and first and foremost, crime and inflation, these are issues that the Republicans have been sidelined, and we can only sit back and watch. They can only sit back and watch the after effects. These issues are breaking the Republicans' direction with about a month and a half to go. Don't you agree?
They absolutely are. Look, the Democrats want the entire election to be about abortion, climate, and January 6th. They wake up every morning and their calendar says January 6th, 2021. By the way, a very dark day in our nation's history, a terrible day, and I say about that day what I say about every day. Brian, if somebody broke the law, arrest them, prosecute them, let them know what their fate is, and let's get going here. But every single day on their calendar is January 6th, 2021. You know what this country says? No. Every day on my calendar is October 6th, November 6th, December 6th. The rent is due. The car payment is due. The tuition payment is due. The mortgage payment is due, and I can't do it. People are white-knuckled and worried about paying their utility bills, their insurance bills. The gas and grocery conversation is an important one, but it's a six-month-old example. Now people are looking at this winter with great trepidation. We're doing focus groups and polling daily, and we hear and we see from people. Do you know, Brian, one of the fastest-growing new groups of homeless in our country are single moms who have a job. Let that sink in, everyone.
Really?
They're single moms who have a job. They get behind 2 months in their rent, and they're out. And there, and Washington Post ran a whole article about it. We have to think about that, folks. So, sure, the Republicans have this commitment to America. It works for job creators. It works for job seekers. But it really works, Brian Kilmeade, for the majority of American households, which are job holders. And you know what people are saying? Hey, we have two, three jobs in our house. We're not even worried about losing the job or replacing a lost job. We're wondering when the heck the job became not enough. Not enough to pay all the bills, to meet our necessary expenses, to live, not luxuries, to live. So inflation, education, crime, rising costs, rising crime, two top issues everywhere around this country. The drugs that are pouring in, 18 to 45-year-olds, number one killer, fentanyl. People know what the issue set is. And you know what, Brian? I don't know why and how and when this got so complicated. This is the most straightforward, uncomplicated issue set going into a midterm election I've ever seen. I've been doing this for decades. It's very straightforward. The Democrats want it to be about abortion. That's important to many voters, but it's nowhere near inflation, economy, crime, and even education. Let me say one last thing on education. Republicans have a tremendous opportunity on that issue. For the first time ever in polling, the Republican Party is tied or just a little bit behind the Democrats on which party do you trust more to handle education. We've been losing the Democrats 18, 20, 22 points for years on the issue of education, but screen time is school time. Your kitchen island as a classroom for just a little too long. These kids with the lost learning, the mental health challenges, all of the above, the parents say, I have a fundamental right to say where my kid goes to school and what is taught there. And you know what? Republicans have a great opportunity to broaden and deepen the conversation to school choice, charter schools, educational freedom, opportunity, scholarships. This is our moment to say every kid in this country deserves access to a quality, affordable education worthy of their dignity and humanity. You can't find a single Democrat in the federal Congress, Brian, not one, who's for school choice, charter schools. They're all against it. That's a disgrace. All these kids of every background deserve to get out of failing schools and let the money follow them. Republicans should run on that issue as well. This commitment to America is terrific. It says four things: a nation that is safe, an economy that is strong, a future that is free, and a government that's accountable. This should be non-controversial and nonpartisan. It's not a bunch of pablum and sound bites. It's specific, it's meaty, but it's only 500 words, so it's digestible, it's accessible, and it's all doable.
Wow, you have it down. So let's go inside some of the races. Dr. Oz is within 4 points with Fetterman. He was down 10 in the middle of August. He's closing the gap. And I think on some pure merit, Fetterman's been exposed not only with his stroke, but he goes light on crime. He's pro-pot. He's not pro-cop. And now he's scrubbing his website of Black Lives Matter. Is there a degree of panic on that side? This guy doesn't seem to fit the prototype of what Pennsylvanians want anyway. Is he just being exposed right now, or is Oz getting better?
I think both of the above. I think Oz has really improved as a candidate. I'm trying to help him as, you know, non-paid advisor. I think he's done a much better job taking the case to John Fetterman. And my view of that race has always been, if the race is about Mehmet Oz, he can win, but it'll be harder. If the race is about John Fetterman, Oz will absolutely win. And we were doing focus groups in suburban Philadelphia recently. You know what we heard from people? All we showed them, they were persuasion underperformers, as we call them. All we heard from them was, well, I think, you know, I feel badly for Fetterman. So do I. I hope he has a full recovery from a stroke. But, Brian, has he? We have a right to know. Do you have the energy and the acuity to do these jobs? But more importantly, as Fetterman is, you don't need any spooky music, any narration for these ads. All you need is John Fetterman on the screen in his own words. He said, and I quote, it only takes 5 seconds. He said, and I quote, you can reduce the prison population by up to a third and no one would be less safe. So that's 5 seconds. You run that sucker five times. Times 5 seconds in a 30-second ad, you don't need narration. Nobody's going to be able to say, oh, you know, these focus group participants, they didn't say, oh, well, you cut it, you doctored it, he is having a bad day. They're like, oh, my God, does he really believe that? And guess what? You said John Fetterman does not fit the prototype for Pennsylvania. Guess what, folks? He's already the number two guy there. He is the lieutenant governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. He should be held to account to eat and own not only all the Biden-Harris failings of the National Democratic Party, Brian, but he should be made to eat and own all the failings of the Tom Wolf, John Fetterman administration. The lockdowns, he said it was absolutely essential to keep the kids locked down. They locked down the businesses. Here's a guy who thought it was funny to take down the American flag and put up the marijuana flag in his office in the State House. Not funny. And he should be held to account. They're now trying to say they're for funding the police. Here's a guy, like you said, he scrubbed his website of Black Lives Matter. They're worried because they know suburban women who did vote Democrat in 2020, they know that these women are worried about rising costs and rising crime, very upset about what's happening with education, and the Democrats have no good answer for that. So I think Oz is doing much better. He's a good candidate. And then, look, what I just said to you about the Pennsylvania race, I would apply to all these races. In Georgia, Herschel Walker's doing much better, comfortable on the stump. He's funny. He's himself. Let me tell you something. Raphael Warnock, the current senator, that guy is crazy. Go listen to the things he has said. Look at the votes he's cast. He's voted for all these nonsense things, spending trillions of dollars of money we don't have on things we don't need that we haven't asked for. If that race is about Raphael Warnock, Herschel Walker wins. If the race in Nevada with Adam Laxalt, if it's about that Democratic female senator with three names and no accomplishments, Adam Laxalt wins.
Right.
Got to be about the Democrats. Got to be about the incumbents. You got to make these people eat and own all the Biden failures. And, Brian, listen, I know it's easy and it's somewhat amusing to make fun of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's obvious, you know, difficulty with a teleprompter, difficulty speaking, let alone inspiring. But guess what? The art of politics is not to tell people what they can see. Everybody
right.
can see that. The art of politics is tell them what they can't see. When I think of Joe Biden, I think of 13 dead service members, a guy with no plan, ignoring his generals, pulling us out of Afghanistan. What's the point of having a female vice president, if the women in Afghan are less free?
Too quick. I only have 45 seconds. Baldock and Blake Masters. What could you tell us about those races?
I think they're
Baldock in New Hampshire.
Yep, Baldock in New Hampshire against Maggie Hassan, whose disapproval rating is a majority. Her strong disapproval is 41% among independents. And she's just been there so long. Listen, this is a woman 6 years ago. She won that Senate seat with like 0.3 of a percentage point. So she should be very vulnerable. And the Republicans have to rally around Baldock. They have to come together and get him over the finish line. He's got to run his race against Maggie Hassan. He's got to say, this person, pretend she's independent. She's quoted as saying, Joe Biden's not involved in my race. I'm running my race. Joe Biden's very involved with your race, lady. You vote with him 98% of the time. He's very involved in your race. And fentanyl and the drug crisis in New Hampshire is terrible. Blake Masters got to make an issue of Mark Kelly. There's a guy also, don't let him skate free, as the guy who is moderate. No, he's not. He votes with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris every single time. He voted to spend money we don't have on things we don't need. Arizona deserves better.
I'm not sure what kind of energy Masters has. I know that Oz will not be at work, and Baldock is relentless. But I've not seen much of Blake Masters, and I think President Trump has got to start writing checks to the people he endorsed.
He's got a new super PAC to do that. And let me tell you something. He wants to support them, support them financially and otherwise. I think his endorsement is a big piece of gold for them. But let me say this, Brian, to tie up what you just said. This is incredibly important. People don't talk about it enough. Donald Trump endorses a candidate, and some of these candidates, then they fall asleep. They don't do what he did to win, which is run around and meet with the people. okay, you're talking about not being at work. Nobody's going to outwork Donald Trump in 2016, or Mike Pence, too, for that matter. They did 5, 6, 7, toward the end, 8, 9 stops a day. They were indefatigable.
No,
and
hear
if you.
You
do that, you got to do it. You got to go where people are and connect with the people.
Do you think Trump will write a check out of the super PAC? I think he's got $100 million there.
They just started a new super PAC this week to do exactly that. They're committing money to the candidates through this new super PAC to do exactly that.
Oh, okay. Did not know that.
Yeah.
Kellyanne, congratulations on the success of your book. Pick it up. It's called Here's the Deal. Thanks, Kellyanne Conway.
Thank you so much.
You got it. When we come back, your calls, 1-866-408-7669. And don't forget One Nation, queuing up Saturday at 8 o'clock, repeated at 11.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we're going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we're going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Oh, I think it's quite significant in the sense that reliable reports, Jonathan, say 200,000, 300,000, maybe more Russian men of military age, which, by the way, is pretty elastic in Russia, they'd be willing to take old grizzled Admiral Stavridis to go to the front lines at this point. That's how desperate they are. So bottom line, this does not augur well for his efforts. And I'll conclude with this. That kind of outflow of your personnel is not only a loss of manpower and productivity, it's a huge brain drain. These are going to be the smart people, the ones who access the internet, who understand what's going on. They're not going back to Russia.
I know you have a lot going on, and we're all focused on the hurricane, but keep on mind, cataclysmic events are taking place between Ukraine and Russia. Their country is running for the hills. The brain drain's taking place. There was an annexing of four provinces, which I don't even believe Russia can hold. And now, Allison, what just happened?
President Zelensky said that Ukraine will submit an accelerated application to join NATO. He said, we're taking our decisive step by signing Ukraine's application for accelerated accession to NATO. So,
yeah, Bush 43 wanted them in. If they got in, this probably wouldn't have happened. Number one. Number two is NATO seems lukewarm before this about signing them up. And the European Union also has their application. But they certainly are showing that they would not be a liability. They will fight, clearly. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Ad paid for by OpenJar Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown the chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call us immediately because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-459-3919. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call us now, 800-459-3919. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-459-3919. That's 800-459-3919. Again, 800-459-3919.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.